And now, it's time again, people, for the most insane Australian fucking podcast of all time. It's Not Worth a Kick in the Ass, hosted by brothers Wayne and Luke.
To me, it's like a mountain, a vast bowl of pus. It gets me here. I can't give you any excuses for it. There are no excuses. But they're good people. And they're kind people. Together, we were beginning to get over this dark patch. There was light at the end of the tunnel. Where this happened now?
Get out of my friend, ghost!
Ow, that's gonna leave a mark.
The power of pain compels you!
Ow!
You bastards! You vicious, heartless bastards!
Well, more to come with that.
Calm down.
More to come with that later on.
I can hear P1 already. Oh, it's not the Ghostbusters again. But you knew it was coming.
Oh, come on.
If we don't talk about this, people are going to be like, oh, typical.
You sold out. You sold your soul to Satan, you grease. Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
It's in three topic. Stories, people. I don't even really want to talk about it.
We'll get to that.
But we, what do you mean we business? I've got nothing to do with it. Yeah.
But however, we will give you a small preview. We asked, what's the guy played Timon?
Oh, my God, are you crazy? What are you doing?
Stop screaming.
Yeah, that ought to sum it up straight away. And that's from a gay guy.
Good acting, man. I don't like Brian.
I'd rather see him as a Ghostbuster.
I'd rather see him direct Ghostbusters.
I would.
I don't see anyone. Talented man, Nathan Lowe.
We'll get to it later. First off, how's everyone doing out there? We never say that.
We never offer it.
Well, they're not going to really answer. They're going to comment.
Doing very well.
Very well, thank you.
Very well.
Unless your three actors have died, we'll get to them later on as well. Not doing too well.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, my friends are fucked. Seriously, whenever I report one of these actors dying, they're like, well, it's going to happen anyway. Are you not remotely interested? It's just like, you know, you don't celebrate a guy in Afghanistan dying.
Oh, right? Well.
When were they the star of the Rocky films? Oh, one of the stars.
But I hate that logic when it's like,
it pisses me off.
People are starving in Ethiopia.
This is going to be very, in some ways, un-PC show. We're both...
Oh, like it's different.
No, but because like, I'm looking, we slammed some liberal issues in this episode. I'm liberal, right?
Yeah.
I am. Let's start with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, easy speech.
First off, I hear he should have definitely won the Oscar. I haven't seen it.
I thought he should have won it. However, the Oscars were shit this year, but that's a different thing.
I can hear P1 from here.
I don't care.
I told him we wouldn't talk about it. So.
Well, I don't care. I personally thought it's the same old shit.
I don't watch them.
I thought Chris Rock did a good job.
I've heard that. Yeah, I've heard that.
But, you know, he's not exactly the person who will play it safe. That's why he was a good pick for it. Yeah, like the jokes he did were pretty good. However, it was just the same shit. It was... Yeah, I mean, people go, oh, he went overboard with this. And I was like,
yeah, but that's
good.
The whole idea.
That's what it needs. Exactly. I mean, that was just boring shit.
I mean, I never... I don't know. Just the idea of movies being awarded. I don't know. Just for me, you know what the Oscars are great for? Or Golden Globes, or any of them, is to give the little guy who... The little movie that wouldn't be known...
Yeah.
A voice. That I like. That part I like.
Like, obviously, I mean, all the movies, whether... This deserved Best Picture or bloody...
Oh, that's going to be argued.
No, whether this or all the movies that have come before it. You think of the last big blockbuster, which is Return of the King, that didn't deserve it.
No.
You know, there are films
A lot of people will say, do you think Fellowship deserved it? I think Fellowship deserved it more Return of the King.
But that year, I can't remember what it would have gone up against. But
one thing also,
it would have been interesting
to
know.
The thing about Return of the King, right, winning it, is a lot of people claim, okay, it, or whatever, it was for all three of them. And I'm like, well, then it's not the best movie of the year then, is it? Because I'm like, well, if it's for all three of them,
then why not give Stallone Best Actor?
But that happens a fair bit, doesn't it? Because,
it does.
No, I was thinking Scorsese.
Yeah,
I think Martin Scorsese is a good director.
But did he deserve The Departed?
No. Yeah, I'm telling you.
No.
Well, it's not. Like, no, it's a good film, Departed, but
it's also directing. It's also a blatant remake.
He's directing, if it's no different. If he deserves it for that, he definitely deserved it for Goodfellas.
Yeah, but it's just a blatant remake from it.
Yeah.
So therefore, he's taking a great story already and just switching it across. How the hell? I mean, okay, yeah, it's directing, done a good job, but he deserved it for other things.
I like Scorsese in a weird way.
And that's not saying Departed's a bad movie. It's a good film.
I like Scorsese, the man, more than the director in some ways. Do you know, his interviews, he does really well. Like, he described, but it's weird.
He seems like a good blug.
I mean, what?
Good mug.
Good blug.
Down to earth.
Good blug. Good bloke. Scorsese.
Guy going out of pub.
I watched Hugo recently, right? And he's got this really good...
Hugo Strange, what?
What? It was more like him than fucking Gotham. Have you seen the female Joker they're bringing into
that? Mr. Freeze?
Oh, and you know... Oh. Okay. Gotham. I think the chick from Point Break, the original Point Break, I think that's the Joker in Gotham.
What?
Or a version of the Joker. See, it's not about the Joker. It's about building up to the Joker. So they're going to have all these different Jokers and then the real one.
Oh, diversity. Fuck that.
And you know what somebody else said to me? They thought about having a woman Joker in one of the comics once in a flashback.
I don't care.
I just think it's a shit idea.
There is a female Joker. You know,
Harley Quinn?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. It's got Harley
Quinn.
That's
what I said on... I don't care. Gotham. But, I mean, look, a lot of the Oscar winners this year were deserved. There were some who I think weren't. That's...
Okay, my issue with the Oscars is they just play it safe.
Yeah.
It's always played safe. They're going to give it to the things that, okay, maybe they are best picture.
Mm.
But I always say, look, Dark Knight. Dark Knight wasn't fucking even nominated. So that just tells me right there the Oscars are fucked. Always have been fucked, always will be fucked. Never nominating what
deserves. Like an EP one.
And now what are they doing? Oh, let's nominate 10 pictures. It's like, okay, well, fuck you. Know. It's too late to do that shit.
Yeah.
And look, as I said, the films they nominated.
You know the best part of the Oscars? Jack Nicholson.
Is he there anymore?
He wasn't there. Oh, see? That's another reason why I didn't watch.
I saw bits and pieces.
To be honest, the Oscars are on when I'm at work. So that's part of the reason. And to be honest, I just don't, for me, this is just me. I think movies are important, but I hate the political shit that goes with it.
Oh, like
I just hate it.
Boycotting.
No, but not even that. I mean, when Nicole Kidman got up, my whole attitude, when the Iraq War was happening and won.
Yeah, you're going about the speech.
Going back years. the hours. Art is important at a time like this. Tell that to the fucking Iraqi who got beheaded.
He's scared. Hey, better behead this man. Please, you've got to see the others first.
And I like DiCaprio. I still don't know if he should have done the climate change thing. I sort of understand why.
I agree with him.
Oh, me too. It's like, me too.
I'm sick and tired using people as a political agenda.
But how many people are going to turn around and go, Leo said climate change is real?
Oh!
It's like, we found it hard to find snow. It's called special effects.
You can just make snow.
Is that what he said?
No, but that's the point. It was like, oh, we had to travel the world to find a place to film because
we're going to need lots of snow.
It's like, you do realize there is something called computers.
No, I was going to
make that shit happen.
Computers? Forget that. It's snow machines.
They've been around. We found it hard to find a real pair.
They were doing that in fucking the Star Trek days.
That's the point. It was like,
I'm not saying Leo was wrong in saying any of that shit.
Alex, his opinion? Fine.
That's just an example of some of the shit I'm a bit over with in regards to award ceremony.
It's because celebrities, they smell their own farts and think they smell like
did
flowers.
You see the honest trailer on the Oscars?
No.
Watch it. Oh. We even worked on it. At work, we did the captioning for it.
Good.
And it's one of the best they've ever done.
I love those. All the stuff those guys do are great.
But the way they do it,
I cannot wait to see what they're about to do with the whole Ghostbusters thing.
Oh, I thought you were going to say.
That's going to be genius.
Batman versus Superman.
Oh, that as well.
But, I tell you what, one thing that's come out in the news recently, this doesn't even have anything to do with the news, but this goes back to our very first show where we brought up...
God, how long we go?
Adolf Hitler.
Oh, yeah.
It's come out. But his penis didn't. No one could see it. That Hitler might have had a micro penis.
explains everything.
And that's why he was so mad.
That's
with
why
the
he
world.
Was evil. The Jews get me this penis. I'm so,
how do they know that? That might have had. Okay, so how?
So he might have had. So in other words, it's pure guessing. That's all it is.
Hitler might have had a small dick. Could have had a big dick. Might have had a medium dick.
But that's what made him evil. So okay, so all the Holocaust is based around a guy's dick size. All that murder, all the pain, all the suffering, because a guy's got a small cock.
That's how he invented the gas chambers. Maybe it'll make it bigger. I slammed it in the ovens, didn't work. It's still small.
That's what the bent cross was.
To what?
Tighten his dick up. Make it bigger. Swallow up. Burn all these books.
Do you know this is...
Burn all the books. All the romance
There's
novels.
A limerick. I can't even say it. About Himmler, Goebbels, the entire lot of them having small dicks. Now, apparently that was going around. This was on the radio. The schoolyards in the 60s. Man, kids must have been bored.
What did they ask? Eva Braun or whatever her name was?
Eva Braun.
Yeah, he's slut wife or... Whatever.
Porn,
or whatever it is. Did I ask her?
She's dead! She died with him!
Of course she died with him! But did I ask her first? Why are you killing yourself? He's got a small dick. Bang! Put that in the movie. Hitler's penis.
You know they both had pills, cyanide pills?
Yeah.
He might have fooled her.
Yeah, it's really a cyanide pill. Looks like a penis to me.
take this pill. It's very tiny.
Oh, well, just suck on it a little bit.
That's right. Cyanide shot out of it. That's another reason he was mad. His dick was full of cyanide.
You make that movie, Jewish People Academy Awards.
Best picture.
Brilliant.
Best picture.
Adolf Hitler.
Cast it.
I am Idris Elba as Adolf Hitler.
Directed by Mel Gibson.
Diversity.
Oh.
A black man.
I actually don't have that on this list.
What?
The Dark Tower.
Oh.
Actually don't mind that casting.
I haven't read the book.
I haven't read the book. I have no idea about the You know, it keeps him away from Bond.
I'm more annoyed because Matthew McConaughey is in it.
Yeah.
But I want to see him in the Stand movie.
Are they doing it?
They want to. Ben Affleck was originally going to direct it and he went on to do some other fucking shit. Which pissed me off.
Matthew McConaughey
was going to be the devil.
Did you read? Because, look, we'll talk a little bit about Batman Superman, but later.
No. It's not far.
But did you read that Ben Affleck says he's not ready to do a solo Batman film? To direct one.
Yeah, I think he wants to take time and actually do it right, like what they're obviously doing now.
Yeah, but, I mean, yeah, I think he's doing something else, though, in the meantime. I don't know what it is, but I think he's directing something else. And I'm like, okay, well.
Oh, look, I think you've got to let Ben Affleck do what he fucking wants to do.
I hope he doesn't limit himself to this franchise. That's all I'll say. For good or bad, I hope he doesn't limit himself to this.
I doubt he will.
All right, topic three. You can start it.
All right, people, come a little bit closer. Just put your ears to the microphone and listen up to Uncle Luke and Uncle Wayne here, because we've got something to learn you about something here, something about a film that had a trailer that wasn't that bad. It was fucking terrible! Abysmal!
I think
castration of a male's penis. And it's got nothing
did you
to do.
Did you record your viewing of it?
No.
All right.
No. Because I was stunned. I sat there stunned. Because I had...
It's had mixed reactions. There's some people who have liked
no
it.
No shit, it's got mixed reactions. I'm sorry. Any person who's sitting there watching this shit telling me it doesn't look that bad. So it doesn't have to look that bad, but it doesn't look any fucking good either.
If you turned the sound down on it, it'd look all right.
I'm sorry. If anyone says, oh, typical male chauvinist pig, just degrading us women. Okay, you got Kristen Wiig, who's actually looks like she's trying to act serious.
Yeah.
I report she's a good actress. I'm all for her. Melissa McCarthy, we picked it. Fat, dumb, burning yourself and bloody things. Looks like an idiot. Strong lesbian, dark sleeves rolled up, licking a... Who licks a proton accelerator? Seriously. And then, of course, wait for it. The black chick is the sassy one with a loud mouth. Who would have picked
my uncle's car?
Who would have... It's a her... No! Not a her's Cadillac.
I'm not far off.
And even then, it's like, yeah, the three white people, they're scientists. The black chick works at a subway station. Not racist. Hollywood, you're really picking up diversity there, aren't you? Good on you, poor fig, by making women empowered, except if you're a black woman who works in a fucking subway.
One thing I'll give it is that the visuals look good. That is the only thing. The dialogue's some of the worst dialogue I've seen in a long time. That's very bad. I almost feel like...
Let me put my hat on and stand there with a wig on. Oh, it's the hat. It's too much.
Oh, McLean. What's her name? Shelly or whatever. Exorcist joke, too. At that point, I was...
You know what I mean? So we know how now Ghostbusters... Go back to Ghostbusters. Dana Barrett possessed by a dog. Slap her! Goodbye, dog! Fucking possession, beaten by... Fuck this movie!
Yuri was mad. P1, I know you're going to think we were mad about this, and that's fine. Oh. Our father was pretty pissed off with this
Every
trailer.
Person was annoyed.
No, he looked at... They missed it. They've ignored the point, and they're playing wrong. I was sitting there on the couch when he said, plain wrong.
Look, I will say, it could be a lot worse. But the moment I see the opening thing, 30 years ago, four scientists...
But that's trying to fool people, because
It's not a sequel! It is not a sequel! It's a remake!
You know what I really liked?
Librarian story!
The librarian bit! I'm going to say when I was sitting there watching... That's the library scene!
I'm like, that's a remake of that scene! What is the point of it all?
But the but not scary at all. It's sort of like, but the did you the image that
and the music?
No, okay. You know what's really confusing? They showed the fire headquarters, right?
Yeah,
and they could end up there, or what? But when they're driving out of headquarters, it's a Chinese place.
I'm like, hang on, firehouse.
They must
iconic. Chicken joint. Brilliant.
They must graduate to that. Maybe at the end, they end up opening a firehouse.
No.
What about...
Stay away from that fucking house.
What was the other...
Oh, the image of the train station. That reminded me of Dark Knight Rises. Somebody's drawn the Ghostbusters image. Oh.
What? Is this... So they want him to come back? Is this like Dark Knight Rises?
That's wanting him to stay the fuck away. And even then, why a bloody Aragorn's army of the dead hanging around there?
Okay, that's the thing. You know what that could be? We've seen the bad guy, right? Who's the...
Oh, God.
I know there's a dragon in this, the dragon thing. Did you see that?
Oh,
it's not in the trailer, but... Because I thought that was going to be the big bad, and then I read the story, and like, no.
The script.
No, the ghost is still the bad guy. Because I got confused.
The logo. You mean the logo.
Yeah, yeah. So how is it? In this version, right, the villain is in their logo. How does that work?
Maybe that's what brings it out.
I don't know. I thought that might be the explanation for the bloody the thing in the subway with the Ghostbusters sign that someone said, oh, this villain's taken over. No more bad guy. And then they turn around and go, we'll design our logo off that bad guy.
If that's the case, I'm done. And what annoys me, you sent me a video about this. This movie's scientifically accurate. So, they've got some scientist guy.
People, there was a making that came up after. It hasn't really been around the net, I'm surprised.
There's no shit, people, of a guy telling them how to construct a real-life proton pack.
Like,
what? What? Oh, and the whiteboard. It's all scientifically numbered. Who gives a shit? What about the script?
The funniest thing was Paul Feig. What did he say today? I'm a science nut. He said this. This is what's on JoeBlow.com.
Oh,
I'm a science nut. And he's like, I'm really into science. I really wanted ghosts to be what they are, which is a dead person come back to life.
What? Sorry.
What? Are you serious?
I'm so glad this trailer was horrible.
Come back to life.
And I'm sorry. Everybody, like, this trailer, people are shitting on. Unless it's like, it doesn't look that bad.
They've had, who are the people that, I've heard some people say it looks alright. I think Jordan Cobb said it looks okay. I don't know anyone myself that did.
Honestly.
But and then you hit the
but
music.
That's all right. Look, I mean,
the music.
Does
that remind you of the Commodore 64 music?
Thank you.
That's what it's of the Ghostbusters
corny
on the
shit.
Game. The Ghostbusters game on Commodore 64 in the late 80s. The music sounded like that.
I was watching it. I'm like,
do you know there's a new version of it sung by women?
No.
No, I'm serious.
No.
No, I'm serious. From what I understand,
nah. That's Miley Cyrus singing that thing.
Oh, we haven't talked about Chris Hemsworth yet. Strutting around like... That was...
Gee, I wonder if he's playing a gay guy.
No, no, but the exact... Like, the way the... Oh. The oiled up muscles
in the door
rolls. I'm like, they are stereotyping the fuck
whole
out of
movie.
Me.
And look, that's what shits me about everything in this. Every shot you see, we fucking picked. Yeah, Kristen Wiig will be the one thing because she's at least playing the smart one, and she's doing her job. McCarthy's playing the fat dumb one. That goddamn lesbian bloody goggle sleeve rolled up, licking your proton pack. That I almost
I hated that shot.
I stopped the trailer when I saw that.
I hated
that
shit.
What the hell? You're licking a fucking proton accelerator. It's a dangerous weapon. You're licking it. Fuck you. And of course you got the typical sassy loud. Oh, drive my father's Cadillac.
Power crash compels you, bitch. I was like, don't do it, please.
I was like,
so are you going to sue
And now thing? They're saying about how racist that is because the three white chicks are scientists, but she's not. And they're like, oh, but a normal person could be a Ghostbuster. No, because ghosts don't exist.
I don't really care about that. I think the bigger concern is the writing.
it's terrible.
Now, look, this dialogue, I've got to... Look, the trailer... Look, I'm trying to come at it and give it a fair chance.
Have you seen... No, there's a fan-cut trailer.
No, I haven't seen
it. It looks so much better. With the original theme, and they cut some of the stupid
put up... He did a really good comparison, because he put up the original trailer and the new trailer. And it's like, the new trailer just looks like a typical good visuals, but dumb comedy.
Yeah.
Now, the original trailer for the first one, whether you liked it or not, and people who were saying you shouldn't compare it to the original, I'm sorry, it's a remake. It deserves to be compared to the original.
Thank you.
The original looked like a genuinely... clever, funny film, like original movie,
yeah,
with horror elements, and that's sort of what they missed. And Ghostbusters 2 sort of missed this too.
Well, Ghostbusters 2 became more of a comedy.
Ghostbusters 1 had some genuinely scary shit.
Oh, shit, yeah, the demon dog.
Compare the library bit.
Oh.
I can't say for the whole scene
because we haven't seen
but
it.
But compare.
I'm willing to take a bet here that the original scene might be better.
Ghost, the original scene was so memorable that I had trouble walking to libraries after that. And you can say, I mean, we were kids when it came out and all that, but there were people who did find it scary. I know P1 doesn't think it's a scary film, but he's looking at it from which I can understand. But back when it came out, there was shit. It was very much, you know what it felt like to me? It felt like American Werewolf in London, but a bit more comedic.
But even then, like, when Dana...
American Werewolf
when Dana,
was scary.
No, but when Dana gets attacked in their apartment,
oh, shit, that is scary.
Bloodied arms, that bit was, like,
what about the bit
cool.
when she's doing the void? There is no... All the bit... Oh, even when she opened the fridge.
What about when McCarthy's head turned around?
I didn't even find it... You know the worst part of the trailer? Did you...
Maybe that end
I didn't find it funny at all. Like,
oh, condo!
But I was looking at wanting it to be funny. But
I actually was sitting there... Because the trailer came online, I was actually on Paul Frigg's Twitter. I was, because he was doing a countdown. I was like, I've got to get ready for this. Believe it or not, I did, people. And I watched it straight away with no one. And people were sending me, it's out. But I was like, I'm watching it now.
Too. I got it.
I'm prepared to actually give this a chance to see. Because my mind is going to be worse.
Mm.
So I'm watching going, okay. I'm going to be prepared to actually give it a positive thing because it's not going to be that bad.
I'll say, if it was, because you've done this before, like RoboCop, other things, where if it's going to be, like, because people were going to say you had your mind made up, but if it wasn't all right trailer, you would turn around and say it.
And I watched it, and it was worse. It really was. The moment she licked that proton.
That was horrible.
I literally just,
what do you think of the design of the ghost?
Okay. Look, the effects I'm all for, they look pretty cool.
Slimy looks good.
Like, that's it, the special
effects. But it makes a point. Like, okay, they're saying they're doing it, they're doing it and they're trying to be original, but all the shit they're doing in it is serving as a remake. The proton packs are not dissimilar from the original. To the average eye, you're not going to... Someone who hasn't seen the original 50,000 times, like us, are going to turn around and say they're pretty much the same.
That's what P1 said. He said the car
slime is the same.
Yeah, P1 said the car looks the same. The suits look the
then
same.
Why
the suit.
Do it?
But thank you. But to me, they're not. I mean, I can see they look similar, but they look like shittier versions. Yeah, for sure. 83, 84.
Yeah, yeah.
And they still look better than what they've come up with now.
And you know, they're really depressed. Like, Ivan Reitman gave the okay to the trailer. Everyone's given the okay to the trailer, except
the fans.
The people who needed to.
I'm sorry, it's taking, like...
What about the chemistry between the
That's what I mean. It's just, there's no... I mean, look, it's only a trailer. But from watching it, honestly, there is... Besides the effects, there is nothing positive going for it. Seeing the fucking... The firehouse. Like, that's cool. Seeing Slimer, that's cool. The rest of it...
But that's based just on nostalgia.
I would rather, honestly, give a sponge bath to a 90-year-old woman. Seriously. With no sponge!
The Liberian woman?
Yeah, I would rather sponge bath the Liberian ghost naked with no sponge. Seriously.
They were going to say the Liberian woman. Oh, he definitely had arms because he reached out at me.
That's, okay, biggest challenge to this movie.
What?
No, serious. Biggest challenge to this movie. Let's see if he can create lines that are going to be remembered in 30 years.
You honestly think they're going to do What about the power of Better Compels you, Slash?
That's from Exorcist.
Oh, really? Shit, so they're even stealing dialogue.
That's not even... Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the effects look good, but effects aren't alone to make a movie.
Thank you.
I mean, yeah.
Fucking thank you.
Yeah.
Chemistry, like, what worked for the original Ghostbusters, everyone says, oh, it's the dialogue, oh, it's the effects, oh, it's this. It's the chemistry between the four fucking Ghostbusters. And not just even the four of them. Annie Potts, Rick Moranis, Sigourney Weaver.
Walter Peck.
Yeah, all the chemistry, all the minor characters made it. But the four main guys are what made that fucking film.
The mayor.
Remember the mayor, for Christ's sake. Who just died?
Yeah.
Can't imagine why. He obviously got out before his trailer came out.
Fucking even Dean Yeager, do you remember him?
Yeah.
You are currently moved off campus.
So it's just, I mean, I don't think the chemistry will be there.
Neither do I.
It might be. It'll be different, and it should be different, but holy shit.
Cody didn't like this. I know, because he said he didn't like it.
He said, but that's very underwhelming. I was like, really?
He's right, though.
Really?
He's right. I mean, they had it. If they really wanted to, let me put it. I won't judge the trailer too much, but I will say, because I feel like you said last week, I'm picking on a retard.
because
so many people have been against it. So I don't really have anything more to say with it, except, well, if you wanted to calm down fears of the movie being a complete piece of shit, you've failed in that. Like, you've definitely failed. Oh. Like, let's face fact. And I know there would have been people always against this. We probably would have been too. Me particularly, not so much
Look,
you.
Look, if it was done with that poor fig and someone who actually was passionate about the original film bringing a third sequel or even a reboot that wasn't a remake and they had a mixture of good female actresses, even if it was a whole female team.
But people are still confused about whether it's a remake or not.
It's a remake.
It's definitely a remake.
Yeah.
But they're trying to fool you by saying 30 years ago, four guys saved the world. But I'm like, but that's for us. That's not part of the story.
Yeah.
In this story, I very, very much doubt that there'll be any references. There'll be references to the original movie, but it's in terms of the continuing
jokes.
Characters.
Yeah.
They've said, I mean, Dan Aykroyd's playing a taxi driver.
Yeah.
I think
Ernie Hudson's like an FBI.
You don't think he's going to be the father of What's-Her-Face? The
shit, really?
Yeah.
God.
Harold Ramis killed himself.
Rick Moranis is in retirement and literally said,
I won't come out for this.
No, he said, I'm not coming out of retirement for this.
Yeah.
I'd rather be a stay-at-home dad. And that was actually a comment.
Yeah.
He said if it was going to be the original crew and all that, he would have done it.
Ernie Hudson reckons it looks good.
Ernie Hudson. Mind you.
It's a steady paycheck and I'll see anything you want.
Mind you. His original comment when they said they were doing it, female ghost was, I don't think the fans will really accept that or really want it. Now, if there's a steady paycheck involved, I'll believe anything you say. Fucking sell it.
Nah, look, he isn't getting any more work. I don't blame him. Just conventions and that's it.
He's like when Brandon Lee died. Come on, wake up. Go to the cartoon. Come on.
Oh, don't let me down.
Don't die on me, man.
Why try to wake him up for the Crow 2?
After you're dead in the hospital. Come on, man, we're going to do a sequel here.
That's the only thing keeping me awake. Come on, man. I don't want to do Congo 2.
Last thing I saw the motherfucker in was in it was a best of the best four.
I remember him before Ghostbusters. I saw this years ago, like on TV. He was the owner of a taxi rank in the A Team, and Mr. T picks a fight with him. I didn't do anything. What do you say, fool? Come back here. I'm taking your taxi. No, you're not taking it. That's what he meant when I've seen shit that'll turn you white. I saw Mr. T once.
He was watching the trailer for this.
Mr. T's reaction.
No, I cannot wait.
Who's Bill Murray going to play?
Probably Bill Murray.
Yeah, maybe.
If he plays Bacon, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
Is it Ronnie Plume?
I don't know. I said the character.
This will make you feel bad. The guys who produced the associate producer who got up real Ghostbusters, he's producing this. And he's the one who produced the original movie, too.
Well, look, that's understandable. He's got to raise money for it, but you know what? You just sold your soul to Satan.
Notice how we didn't see Ramon or whatever his name is.
Oh, the bank baddie.
Yeah, what's his name?
Ramon.
Yeah,
Raymond, Ramon, some shit like that. Very creative.
Yeah, no, I mean, look,
compared to Shandor and Ghost of the Gazarian, Ronan.
Yeah. Like you said, I feel like we're picking on this poor defenseless child. It's just homeless. It's homeless because I think
it's a get back home.
I'm beginning to agree with you. I don't think it's going to make the money people are thinking of. I think it will make money.
Of course it will make money.
But I don't think it's going to be... It's, for starters, it's coming out at a time.
I'm going to be like the Cobra Kai. Yeah, sweep the leg. Put him in a body bag. Just sitting out the side of the cinema just screaming.
I think it's got too much competition to be a full-fledged hit. Not a full-fledged hit. I mean...
It's going to make its money back. That's safe to say.
It's not going to make Home Alone money. Let me put it that way. As in terms of comedy money. Home Alone was the biggest comedy of all time.
Still?
Maybe it's Hangover or something.
Yeah.
But I think it'll do. You got to look at what it's opening against, and that is it's opening near Suicide Squad, from what I understand. Mm. One of the other ones, Independence Day, is around the corner. Fucking Star Trek. It does have competition. Yeah, and there was another movie, BFG. So those
big fucking Ghostbusters.
big fucking Ghostbuster killer. That's what it is. So, look, I think it's going to make money. I think this trailer has damaged it, I think, because a lot of people aren't happy about it.
It's damaged already.
If you look online, there's more dislikes than there are likes. I've never seen that for a trailer. No, it would be, I suppose, for... But it could turn out... Look, Spy, from what I understand, the trailer was really bad.
Yeah.
And the movie didn't turn out to be that
I think,
bad.
Look, the trailer was more bad. But believe it or not, I'm going to... This will shock people. This trailer didn't have enough Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah.
Because, look... And P1 will agree with me on this. She's a fucking the biggest star into this. Mm. She's the selling point. She's a background
character.
Well,
the name of Ghostbusters is the selling point.
Yeah, but she's a background character in this trailer. She has a couple of bits of lines and that's it.
I mean, my advice to people who are... just don't do what people always do. No. I mean, like, I've said this with Batman vs. Superman. Like, don't give your money. If you're against this movie and you don't want to see it, don't give your money to it just for the sake that it's got the name of it. Because
I'm not going
to
argue with
that. No, because we used to. I won't pay to see remakes. That's just me. Unless I hear like Trigger It. I went and paid to because I heard
I
it was good.
See that, yeah.
And I didn't mind it.
I keep forgetting about that as a remake.
Yeah, but it's also based on a book, so you got that as the background. But for this, I'm not paying to see it. So. Done. Unless I hear that it's actually been loyal to the movie, to the original franchise,
yeah,
that it's not, and it's good for a remake. I won't be paying to see it. It's you can whinge on. We can whinge on and
look,
on.
Look, I
and
haven't
on.
Heard one positive feedback yet. Okay, I've heard some decent things on YouTube. Like, oh, yeah, give it a chance and stuff. But that's not the positive. That's just saying give it a chance.
Yeah,
that's not saying it looks good.
Yeah, I mean, but that's just it. Like, we whinge, everyone whinges, but ends up seeing this shit still. I'm not.
No, I'm not.
I'm not. I'm, like, and it's like, people are like, well, you see every blockbuster movie and all that. Honestly,
No, I don't. Like, if something... Yeah, if, like, I didn't see Karate Kid.
Charles P1 when he gets to go to these events and shit, he's got to go see this.
That's
like,
different.
I'm like,
he's different. That's like, different.
He's gonna, God,
he has to. That's different. I don't have to, and I'm not putting up with this shit.
Yeah,
like, I'm not. It's just I don't support it. I'm sure, people, like, if you do support it and you go want to see it, more the power to you.
I am going to... When this comes out, I'm moving to Ethiopia, to a cave... I'm sewing my eyelids shut. I'm putting gravel in my ears. I'm just going to cover myself with a blanket and sit there until this movie's finished.
I honestly don't think you have much to worry about. regarding this, I don't. I just can't see it. I can see it making money, but Ghostbusters 2 little. Ghostbusters 2 made money, it was not the phenomenon the first one
God,
was.
No,
but the first one was a phenomenon.
Yeah. Still one of the best films. Yeah. And it's one of my favorite films.
But, yeah, so there's Ghostbusters.
Here's my review for it. How's that on cue?
that was what Cody said as a bloody criticism of the trailer. It might be fart jokes.
About fart jokes in the review of the trailer? Speaking of Cody, you know he actually helped. He was helping P1.
With what?
P1 got back into martial arts.
What?
Seriously, he's
oh,
back,
sorry.
He's back into doing jiu-jitsu.
I would love to see him.
He was back doing jiu-jitsu.
Oh, like the Karate
Kid. He had a fight and he won. Yeah.
Oh, good on him.
Yeah.
Who'd he beat?
Some old
standee. Z? That's why Z's in hospital at the moment.
Oh, yeah, by the way. Well, get better, Z.
Sorry you got beaten up by P1.
He's not dead. But yeah, Cody helped him train.
I want to see the video.
Cody? Well, we all know Cody's good at wrestling men, so. Again, you know what, people? That is officially the 100th joke of Cody being gay! Cody! 100 jokes of you homosexual!
And that's why I didn't like the Ghostbusters trailer.
Not enough then.
Congratulations. We give you his award, Cody.
I don't.
100 gay jokes.
Cody,
be proud.
I don't think you're gay.
Well,
okay, after you said the trailer looked bad, I believe everything you say. Look, people, Cody, he isn't gay, as far as we know.
if he was, so what? You know, that's just it. Cody's allowed to be as gay as he wants.
As gay as he wants. So... Not really gay, but slightly gay.
If he wants to be a little bit gay, that's all good. Is he going to be in the Mardi Gras tonight in Sydney?
Oh, yeah, we have the Mardi Gras on the night.
He should come. Even if he's not gay.
There is a big float of Donald Trump's head with a giant ass, and someone's like coming out of his rectum.
It should be P1.
How am I going to suck in this motherfucking ass? I think it's the whole country of America, because he's going to be shitting all over it.
That's the next president you're talking about.
Yeah, probably. Sadly, yes.
Do you know? Oh, sorry, I just meant the toilet. That's news on.
And breaking news.
And
Ghostbusters gives Luke the shits.
And you've got a brush in there that looks like Pac-Man.
What?
You've got a toilet brush in there that looks like Pac-Man. Where you put the toilet brush? Like this fucking.
And people, you
Pac-Man.
Wonder why he notices weird shit.
That's
what he gets for being in Pixels.
Me?
No, toilet brush. Pac-Man.
Toilet brush? I think the toilet brush directed that movie from the sound of it. All right. Now, Paul Feig's had a hard time recently.
Oh, God,
Poor man. Cody has had a hard time.
But no, he
certainly has.
Stallone's had a hard time.
But you know who's had the hardest time of all? But poor old Santa Claus the cunt. Because... Santa, a man legally named Santa Claus, who looks just like him,
who looks like a fucking Charles Manson meets Santa,
has been arrested in Idaho after they saw him driving on the wrong side of the road.
That was he lives?
Idaho?
No, isn't that...
No. Is it?
Yeah.
Idaho.
I thought it started with I, but it was like... India or something.
India, yes.
D is from India.
It's not Arkansas, because isn't that where Jordan Copeland?
Yeah.
Ohio!
Same thing.
Ohio! It doesn't start with I at all! But Santa Claus, that 67-year-old Santa Claus has been booked on one count of
DUI. I think that's drunk while driving.
DUI. Yeah. DUI.
Drunk while on a sled. He later pleaded guilty to a reduced charge of reckless driving, and he paid a $700 fine. Fuck it, you can't go anywhere now. If Santa Claus has gone off the rails, what have the rest of us have?
Well, as I said, Santa only works one day a year.
So we don't know what time he's driving around drunk.
So we don't know what he gets up to the rest of the time.
driving around drunk, apparently. Around with Z.
Oh, you're surrounded in the fucking snow, surrounded by elves. Get little shits messenger all year round demanding things, he'd get fucking drunk too. I wouldn't be too happy.
You know the way they show, okay, one thing that really always pissed me off with Santa Claus in movies or TV shows is when they show his workshop.
Oh, it's always clean.
No. It's always full of shit no one wants. Who wants a wooden horse or whatever? But it's never full of PlayStations. It's never full of fucking electronics. It's never full of Star Wars figurines or anything. No, it's made of... They're making shit no kid would want. What's the point of them doing it?
What's it going to have? Oh, I'm making a fucking Ferrari here. He's a prostitute over there.
Here's Angelina Jolie's vagina. I've just crafted it.
We've had big demands for that one.
10 children! 10 children yesterday! Demanded a plan.
Santa tests it all.
Gotta make sure they're working.
That's why he got drunk. Because, I gotta test Angelina Jolie's vagina. Don't know if I can do it, unless I have a few drinks.
Question is, he'd have to know what it looked like first. I know Santa knows a fair bit.
Well, that's why he's looking at one time Angelina Jolie and Brad are just going, who's that old bastard at the window?
He's taking photos. Oh, ho, ho, would you mind opening your legs? I told you I knew when you were sleeping.
I knew when that vagina's awake.
Santa Claus is coming
to fuck Angelina Jolie.
How the hell?
Jingle pussy, jingle.
Sorry, Angela.
Not that you listen to this shit.
Angela,
why can't we apologize to her, but not Santa?
Well, Santa, we've gone over this. Santa's just a lazy shit.
Now, he's making the...
You're right,
though. It's like Superman Returns.
You know the way Superman's, like, looking out the window at Lois?
Like, that's what it's about. Santa comes and saves the plane.
Then he comes out, takes photos of everyone's vagina and penis. Because that's what girls would want, you see.
See, we're not sexist. We go,
Santa Claus
has to take photos of penises as well.
And Brad Pitt's penis, let me tell you.
That would be
high demand.
High demand.
On the list. I think Cody wished for it 1 year.
21 year.
Still haven't got it.
That's why he's bitter.
Bitter and drunk.
Still haven't got that penis.
Someone got Brad Pitt's penis. Wish for it every year.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cody. God. I really am. Actually, I'm not.
You'll just have to settle for Eric Idle's penis.
Why Eric Idle?
I don't know. It's of an ugly bastard. It's the goodest I could get. Eric Idle.
Burgess Meredith's penis.
There you go. Cody, it's yours.
We had Adolf Hitler.
No, it's too small.
Too small.
Too small. Too much for me.
I would like to see Santa looking in Hitler's window.
Have you been a good boy?
Yeah. No, I'm wiped out half the Jewish nation.
Yeah, what's going to... Oh, and they just got confused, and Hitler got confused because when he ran to the window, Santa's sleigh looked really rich. Santa must be Jewish. I'll kill the bastards!
Because of all the gold on the sleigh. You know how the sleigh's always,
well, it's always
crusted
red.
With gold?
It's always red. And gold.
Yeah, it's not very good for, I've got to say, stealth.
Santa's supposed to be this stealth guy.
Very camouflaged.
Why does he
wear a red suit?
Why does he still use reindeer?
He could have he got elves to build shit. Make a flying fucking car.
They could never get around, our folks, and I think a lot of folks, could never get around how Santa delivered. Because as quick as those reindeer are, how the hell does he deliver all the presents in one night? They could. I've
very
never heard
fast.
An explanation. Their explanation for it is the explanation Christians have about God and bad shit happening. Santa works in mysterious ways.
Breaks like, into your house.
Yeah.
I've got a chip.
Steal your cookies.
Yeah. Oh, he just opens the door.
That's just unoriginal. So what have you... Why?
Well, I haven't got Angelina Jolie.
No! I was going to say, have anyone else been arrested for reckless driving? Any other, like the Easter Bunny? Or...
Do you know anyone?
Easter Bunny wouldn't fucking drive, for starters. What, reckless hopping?
Well, you got that, the tooth fairy, which I've never... How does a fucking fairy carry a tooth?
How does that... How does it carry money?
What sort of human being collects teeth?
It's sort of like... the tooth fairy is kind of like Dolph Lundgren in Universal Soldier. Instead of ears. She collects teeth. Think about it. It's not far off.
It's fucking ridiculous.
It's not far off.
That's stupid.
I could see the tooth fairy coming up like somebody's trying to eat. The teeth are missing. He can't eat with these. That necklace full of teeth.
That is the most stupid connection you've ever made.
Universal fairy. Universal. Still sounds better than Kindergarten Cop 2 that he's doing.
And it should still have Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Got a big
it should have a fairy.
You're discharged, fairy.
I never got the tooth fairy. How does it carry around change?
Where's it got a wallet?
Oh, yeah. Never thought about that.
If it's a fairy, what does it need money for? Can't create it with... Fucking wand?
Maybe that's what it does do, actually.
I always pictured the tooth fairy, you're probably the same, as the blue fairy out of Pinocchio. That's what I always pictured the tooth fairy to me like.
What, big or small?
Big, like tall.
I always pictured it like the little fucking blue, green and red bitch from Sleeping Beauty.
No, it'd be the one out of Pinocchio.
She looks like she collects
some great big blonde bitch walking in the air.
Give me a tooth.
Yeah. Determine if Geppetto's been a good man.
What a slut.
Well, you're
breaking and entering.
Just try to chase.
Thank you. Thank you. I always wondered that.
You think of that shit, right?
You've been a good man, Geppetto. Well, you're still...
You've walked into Puppet Geppetto. You've floated into Puppet Geppetto's house, turned some statue into a real boy, and fucked off. And even then... He asked for a real boy, not a wooden one. So you're a half-assed magician.
No, but he's got to earn it, you see.
Oh, yeah, he's got to earn it.
And even then...
And then she kills him.
or fucking whale kills him.
Wait a minute, of all those fucking things you think, right. She tries to chat up Jiminy Cricket.
No,
yeah,
big smile. Off.
And what does he get?
A badge.
After all that, a badge.
She's like, oh, you look after him. You're trusting the safe being of a boy to a fucking cricket.
An insect.
And you're the one who's telling him he's good.
that goldfish could attack quite easily.
And even then she's like, oh, Puppet Geppetto, you've been a good man.
And so
I'm going to make your wish come true. He sleeps under his pillow with a gun. And came ever.
Susie the noise pulls a fucking pistol out of there.
Yeah, there's a well-being father.
And I'm sorry. But has Jiminy Cricket done a really good job? Because the first day Pinocchio goes out, he gets brainwashed. The second day
He turns into a donkey.
Oh, no,
he meets that big fat bearded bastard.
Oh, yeah. Stromboli.
He's like, Pinocchio, you've been terrible.
But somehow,
you don't make me my conscience.
But somehow Jiminy Cricket is still rewarded at the end for being a good conscience.
He did bugger all.
And when Pinocchio goes to save Geppetto, who's the one that tries to convince him out of it? Jiminy Cricket! He done fuck all.
And he still gets a badge.
See, if he had actually, you know what would have happened? If he had actually done a good job, no shit, he would have turned human at the end.
Who?
A human cricket.
Yeah, a human cricket.
I would have.
The real ending would have been at the end.
You get something you can get in a vending machine.
You would have said like, "Oh, Papa John, oh, Pinocchio, you're alive, you're a real boy."
Oh, fuck! Looks a cricket. It's whack.
End.
That's what it should have ended.
Fuck
Jiminy Cricket.
Okay, you're gonna laugh at this. That is the way the original story ends. Thank you.
I think Gore is pretty much a good cricket. Oh, chaser. I don't know if it dies or not. I know
he has to.
He goes trying to smash it.
And on the commentary, they were like, Walt wasn't too keen on that, didn't he?
I think it's a great idea.
He's an arsehole. He breaks and enters, steals his coal.
Jiminy.
Yeah. He jumps in a Papa Geppetto's house, steals some of his coal to keep his ass warm, goes to sleep, tells his clocks to be quiet. He's a new arsehole. Get the fuck out.
And the clocks understand him, too.
Pinocchio is one of those movies that makes no sense. Unlike Snow White or the Aristocrats.
Who
gets eaten by a whale? There's still fishes inside. Actually, yeah, that's right. I love how
Papa Geppetto's not even concerned with leaving.
He's just like, I'm gonna get eaten by a whale. Might go fishing. Papa Geppetto's a fucking retard. Fucking hate that guy.
That's true.
Who mistakes your son for a fish?
What?
you're here, he's kissing the fish like, yeah, who would make that mistake for a second? And there's for a slight second.
And there's got to be something wrong with someone who builds a wooden boy.
Yeah, and wants it to be real.
And wants it to be real. What does that tell you?
Who makes a bed for a cat? Fucking stupid. Do you remember this? I explained this in my 5-minute rush, right? He's lying in bed. He's like, oh, feeling tired. The cat's on the bed next to him.
Yeah.
He's like, it's a beautiful night out there. Oh, I forgot to open the window. And open the window for him. While he's at arm's reach.
I do remember that.
Fucking asshole.
I do remember.
Oh, Figaro, I forgot to load the gun.
He says it.
Oh, Figaro, I forgot to open the window.
He looks at him like guilty, like, fuck you, I'm a cat.
I love to see, yeah, the cat.
And then, what's your name, Figaro? Make sure you kiss the goldfish goodnight. I'm a fucking fish, I'm a cat, I hate this shit.
And I love how
fucking idiot.
But it's all right because he gives Pinocchio an apple to give to the teacher.
Oh, yeah. That was
Figaro's apple.
What father skills are that?
Literally, Pinocchio is...
Your first day alive.
And he's like, you can walk to school.
Never been outside the house. Yeah. Has no concept of the real world. Here's an apple. Off you go. Where's school?
I don't know.
He's out there somewhere. And he hasn't even enrolled him.
Thank you. The real world. Some random boy turns up made of wood. If you're that teacher, you're like, what the fuck is this?
Pinocchio, I hate that story.
Come out and shot him.
Fucking
would have come out like, would have like tried to bop him on the head like they did with Jiminy Cricket in the real story.
Oh, fucking stupid.
I actually do not like that movie.
I don't like it. I like it.
I watched it not long back. And
it's disturbing, that movie. I find that a genuinely disturbing movie.
What's the only one that Disney movie which kills a child?
Think of it, okay? That movie has, because it's just adults more than kids, because I think of it. A whole bunch of children get turned into donkeys and get sold into slave yards.
Now,
isn't that a happy ending?
That's still actually terrifying, that scene.
Yeah, I know. He goes, it's like, that's still a fucking creepy scene today.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
But Disney's for kids, don't
And even then, I want my mom, get back in there.
That is freaky.
It's awesome. It is.
And what happens to that guy?
Nothing. Gets
what? They all get away with it.
Where's the fucking good fairy there?
They all get away with it.
What about
Stromboli?
He's poor. Papa Geppetto, I'll grant your wish. Oh, you poor boys. Fuck the lot of you. Just stay away from me star. I'm waiting for Pinocchio to die.
I don't really get that either, how they go to an island and somehow become donkeys. How did they figure this out?
Drag the bee and smoke cigar.
How did that the guy in the red, the villain, one of the villains, because he's the one who figured it out.
Oh, the big fat guy.
Was he just hanging around a kid there? He's become a donkey.
We can use him for slavery.
But yeah, I don't know how he went from Santa Claus to donkeys.
I don't know that connection either.
But there's been three people who died.
Now. Oh, God, yeah.
First off was probably the toughest one for us.
Who?
Yeah, right. Tony Burton from the Rocky films.
Oh.
Tragic. Who I thought was Apollo Creed with a shaved head when I was a kid.
It's because he saw the best supporting actor win and he just couldn't handle it.
But Tony Burton, so that means that the two trainers of Rocky's sort of dead.
Apollo are gone. Yep. Yeah.
Tragic.
Yep.
Well, not really, because he's old.
No, no. Yeah. But he was 79. But now you know why he wasn't in Creed. Like, because everyone was asking, why aren't you in Creed? Ah. See, that was...
I'm dying.
I loved... Do you know what they asked his family after he died? First question. Did he see Creed? What's in the... I'm very sorry for your loss. What do you think? And he didn't see it. Oh, that's tragic.
Yeah, because he was too sick. Yeah, because he was too sick, wasn't he?
But that's what the reporter said.
It's tragedy.
It's tragedy.
He didn't see a good movie. Yes, because I'm sure that was the first thing he was supposed to do before dying.
That's where his last words only. If only I could have seen Michael P. Jordan.
But the sad part is now because they would have dedicated the movie to him.
Yeah,
but
And Stallone would have hopefully dedicated his award.
Maybe. I reckon that's why I wanted to see Stallone. I would have liked to have seen what he would have said about Tony Burton.
I would have liked to have seen what he would have said about everything.
He should have won. He wouldn't have given a shit about climate change. Speaking of which, Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah.
We've got to leave a scene on that. Stallone's in it. Supposedly. Well, there's photos of set on him there, so. I'm pretty sure he's in it. Let's just walk on set. Like, by the way, I'm going to be in your movie. Do a Jiminy Cricket, just walk on set. Yeah.
Warms his ass by the phone.
There's your casting. You know how Disney are doing all these new live actions? Yeah. Jiminy Cricket by Stallone. There's a cast of it.
Well, he just played a trainer. Pretty close.
Can't you see?
Just let your country be a guide.
You can't go up to the whale. Saying the whale.
Where's Monstro?
How much better is in there? You can catch a cat, but you cannot tune a fish.
I would pay to see him. Take the risk and do that.
Could you see Jiminy Cricket with that mouth?
Fucked up. Did affected mouth one of them. All muscled up.
When Pinocchio dies, we got more to do.
Yeah. Well, he's got a hat. Slow down.
Walking down with the rocking gear on. Bouncing the ball. Pinocchio's like, what the fuck are you doing? Or better yet, bounce it down, like running up like a fire.
First thing you gotta do, Pinocchio, to be a good boy, is catch his chicken. Chickens are slowing down.
You're walking down the street, Pinocchio, breaking hearts the way you're looking.
You wouldn't see that.
Oh, money!
Who would be Pinocchio? That'd be the question. Andy Serkis. He's got a motion capture.
Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, God.
Carl Weathers! Just to really confuse you.
Idris Elba. Oh,
no.
As Monstro. The whale. Yeah, why? What's Monstro do? Sleep. Sleep. Has fire set to him. Wakes up. Eats him. The end. Oh, Monstro.
I can see Idris just sitting there, like,
and actually, not have it as a whale, have it as Idris Elba. Bottom of the ocean is way in there.
You know that shot when he leaps up and he's sort of like, and he's playing the accordion. His last words, yeah, I can play James Bond.
We're in Castle Epoch.
Pacific Monstro.
There you go.
How the hell
Tony Burton? Tony Burton.
Tragic. Three famous bosses from films.
Tony Burton. Duke really wasn't a boss. He was a trainer.
Yeah.
But the other two are police captains.
Yeah, that's right. And good ones too. George Kennedy.
Well, they weren't real captains.
The other two were police captains.
Ed Harris.
George Kennedy. Cool Hand Luke. He was in a lot of good movies.
Wasn't he in like a disaster?
Airport.
I was going to say Towering Inferno. Close enough.
He might have even been in that.
Oh, was
he? Don't quote me on that. He might have been in that.
Obviously, naked.
But he'll always be
Captain Ed Harris.
George, your death just makes me sick. I can't take it anymore. I'll teach death. I'll teach you for pup-bounding on a poor invalid.
I still think of the line.
I think he's right.
I'm going out. I'm going out happy.
That's what I hope those were his last
words. Should be on his tombstone.
Do you know what that means? Out of that, the main cast, Only O.J. Simpson.
Yes.
Out of all the people who should have been put to death.
Priscilla Presley, but I think of her. I'm in the police cast.
Oh, Weird Al Yankovic?
Oh, come on. Is he part of the police cast? He's in the movies? But
all three of them?
Yeah, but he's not part of the police cast, is he? And the last person who died...
Is that fucking Foley in here?
Oh, how could he have died? Gilbert Hill.
What was his name, though?
Inspector Todd.
Todd, of course, that's it.
Now, the terrible news is he died. The good news for Beverly Hills Cop 4 is that he died in Beverly Hills Cop 3.
Sorry,
he was never going to be in it.
And she came back as a robot.
But I loved the way he played in the Beverly Hills Cop.
But even the way they killed him was just...
It was
bullshit.
I thought, but, you know, Beverly Hills Cop 3. Remember my mate Cameron? That's the best one.
Horseshit.
I was like...
That was dreadful.
I was like, if that's the best one, I'm a vicious canid.
I still think he's my favourite police captain.
He's
just awesome. The opening. Fucking Foley in it. Don't think I'm a dickhead.
Every single thing is insulting.
Ah, fuck you, Ben Foley. One of my favourite is still in the second one, where they convince him he's being interviewed for Time Bank or some shit, and Paul Reiser is in his office.
He just walks in. Ah, who tricked my ass?
Just goes,
is that in your office? No shit, is that in your office?
You damn right.
<run. laughs> Just awful. I love the respect he had for Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. At the end of the second one, after the guy, you know, he's been, he saved the day. Oh, expert tutelage.
Oh. You better get up here, or else your narrow ass will be terminated.
That's right, because and you froze your party, just fucking destroyed the Ferrari.
Just everything is just complete negative and hatred. Awesome. If you mess up this case, it'll be the longest vacation you've ever heard of.
That's what normally the third one, he became polite. Even though he's only in for like 5 minutes.
The third one was just terrible. That was just, even Eddie Murphy said, that was just a paycheck.
Even Eddie Murphy said, there you go, people.
That's Eddie Murphy.
That's just...
It pisses me off when actors do that with a franchise.
George Lucas was in it.
There were a lot of. I think Scorsese was in it.
Scorsese was in it.
You know what? You know who directed that? John Landis,
who's actually
American Werewolf in London. He's a very good director.
He's in it,
that
isn't
movie. He might be. I mean, there's a lot of
somewhere
famous cameos
because he always does cameos in his fucking films.
Yeah, I mean Frank Oz was in Werewolf.
We're in London. Yeah.
Rick Mayall was in it.
Was he
famous? He's in the pub with Frank Oz.
Oh, yeah.
Very young though.
Yeah, I was going to say he wouldn't have been. He wouldn't have been too much then. But
no,
he's not too much now either.
Yeah,
I forgot Rick Mayall.
He's dead. Yeah,
fucking they're dropping like flies. Stop dying.
Gee, come on, poor fig. Get on.
Stop killing people. Death. It makes my dick itch.
He's such a good
character. The thing is, like, people. I don't even know if they even mentioned the Academy when they died.
Probably not. Probably.
It have to have been.
Probably. I got to say, the one thing that did move me about the Academy was only because of, like, with the memorial, it was at the end. Did you see Leonard Nimoy? At the very end.
I didn't see the memorial.
At the very, very end. I mean, they missed out on a few people. Which
I heard
really?
That.
I'm like, really? Because I thought, okay.
And some they say were TV celebrities.
Give me a fucking break.
Yeah,
I'm like, give me a fucking break. David Bowie made a few movies, but not many.
Was he on it?
Yeah, he was on
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, fuck
he's
it.
More, but he's more about musician.
Yeah, but he should have been.
But the guy, Abe Vigoda, The Godfather, and he did Sal Valestro. You'd know him as Sal Valestro in Mask of the Phantasm. He was left out of it.
Fuck.
And the excuse, he died this year. But they had people that had died this year as well. But they had people that died this year as well.
So what if he died this year? Fucking Heath Ledger.
Yeah, well, they were never going to miss him out. Like that was.
But he did not die long before the... Oh, he, look.
It's January.
He did.
Yeah, it was January he died. But the whole memorial thing ended with Leonard Nimoy saying, "I have been and always shall be your friend."
Or, yeah.
Oh, you're tragic. Even though it happened a year ago. But that's actually a very good segue. By accident, I did. This is some good news for a change. We don't speak much about good news on this show. Most of it's just whinging, whining, bitching, fucking complaining about the same shit. Don't worry, we'll go back to that soon too. But Nick Meyer. Nicholas Meyer, the director of the two, in my opinion, best
Star Trek. Your opinion, everyone's opinion.
No, I'm sure people think, like...
Ignore them.
The new ones are the best.
Nick, of the two best Star Trek films, which in my opinion are Wrath of Khan and The Undiscovered Country, is writing the new Star Trek series.
Well, helping is he right? He's on board.
That's enough. That's enough. Board. That's enough to give me a little bit of
no. Hope. But even then, there was someone else. Oh, the showrunner, the guy who controlled Hannibal, the TV series.
Oh, yeah,
is the one doing it.
Yeah,
and
so this is.
I've heard Hannibal's got a great.
I've heard that too.
Yeah, I mean, I've only seen.
He's in Rogue Squadron, so he's bound to be good.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
No, but I mean, like the guy who controlled the show. Apparently, yeah, very well done. If he's controlled this.
Which is what Star Trek needs. It needs to get the people who do the
people who actually care about the show.
Well, yeah, but it something also needs different. To get those young guys away, in my opinion.
Oh,
the guys who do Transformers and... I'm beginning to think less
what
and less
JJ... What are you talking about? Fast and the Furious! Just like Star Trek!
They need to get those guys away from it and give it to people who care about the creativity.
Damn fucking straight.
And...
Damn right!
Because it makes my dick itch when they give it to people like that. Because I think this is finally, up to how long? A long time. Jesus, I don't even know. Oh, 90s?
For me, it'd be the 90s.
Nemesis, did careful?
No, I didn't care about that.
Was probably all right, castle, it was okay. Probably right, yeah.
That's still the 90s.
Yeah.
So, since the 90s, first time a franchise that I do care a lot about has had some good news. I mean, I think Voyager ended, but I didn't like the way it ended. I know some people did, but I didn't.
How'd it end?
They get back to Earth, but it's just course for Earth, I'll sit down. But you never find out what happens about the relationships, because 7 and 9 gets it on with Chakotay, who's the people he's the number one. How is the Doctor going to go? He's a hologram. There's so many questions left after
that. It's one of those things where they get to Earth and they don't show you what happens.
They don't even show you getting to Earth. They just say, set the course for
Earth. Well, you know, people, in the whole Voyager series, they get lost in space. It's about them getting back to Earth.
It's lost in space in a weird way.
Well, I remember because, if I recall, it's about them, they have the opportunity of getting home at one stage and they have to destroy...
The pilot episode.
Yeah, they have to destroy the opportunity to get home in time. Yeah.
I didn't hate Voyager the way a lot of people
did. I liked it.
A lot of people disliked Voyager.
And even then,
writing.
What's it got? A female captain. That's one of my favourite Star Trek. So there, suck my dick, you feminist fucker.
I didn't mind Voyager from the sake of... I like some of the characters. Some of the characters Like Neelix. Like,
great character.
But
I dare you talk about him.
But I thought some of the other characters were actually quite good. And what I liked about it was it still kept the essence of what Star Trek was, but it did do a little bit of something new.
Yeah.
So, but... In saying that, I haven't seen...
I'd love to know what they're going to do with this new series.
But in saying that, I haven't seen Voyager since the 90s, and my opinion of the writing could change because I was pretty young when I saw
it. Well, the rumor is the lead is going to be a black female captain.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. It's good.
Who would you cast?
Angela Bassett.
That's in the head they're talking about?
If it is, that's perfect.
Yeah. I actually
if it is,
that's perfect. Sure it's the name I heard. I'm like,
because
you know what?
She's a strong...
But as long as
she's
not
obnoxious, she's a good actor.
As long as it's not written for the sake of, well, we need to have a black female.
But Janeway wasn't like that.
No, that's the point.
But Janeway was not
powerful because she was for the reasons it should be done that way, not because it's, it's good for the timing.
No. I like this idea. I can't believe I'm saying that about Star Trek at the moment. Because it's been a long time. It's been a long...
I'll take it.
I didn't like Enterprise that much.
I
hear it got better.
Oh,
I hear it got better.
Oh.
But the first season, that was really rough.
Been a long road.
But just the...
fucking song.
I wasn't really interested in a prequel to Star Trek. That was part of the reason J.J. Abrams...
Still not with the movies.
Yeah, well, that's... I'm beginning to think less and less that J.J. I think J.J. didn't understand Star Trek, and that was a problem.
He admits that, he doesn't.
Yeah, that's a problem. But also, I mean, I think the studio is also a problem. A big problem.
They're trying to bank in.
Trying to make it into an action thing. Star Trek is based on ideas. It's not Star Wars. Like, that's,
oh, God.
But they're trying to make it become that. And
it's
that's
not.
Always been
Star Wars
argument.
Always been the thinking man Star Wars.
So the Star Trek is the way I've always thought of it. Star Wars from the heart, Star Trek from the head.
Yeah,
and that's the way I've always thought about it. And I'm one of the few people are like, oh, what's better, Star Wars or Star Trek? I'm like, fuck off with that shit because they're both different enough for me.
Star Wars.
I never needed to compare it.
I like them both. I think they're both fantastic. Both
I like lots of both, and I like little of both at the same
time. Yeah, both of both. Yeah. That's just it. You know, Simon Pegg, sometimes he speaks shit, because he was saying how Star Trek is better, because there's never been any down periods.
But you're changing your mind now, aren't you?
Like, but even before him, there were.
Yeah.
You're trying to tell me some of the episodes of the original series, which every episode was gold? I love that show, and I can tell you, they definitely were. All right, so, no, good. Paramount, if you go this road, and if you cast
about into a bastard, time.
It's, thank God, finally, go back to what, and that's the other thing, don't fucking make this series in that alternate universe bullshit.
Oh, no.
Keep it in the Star Trek time.
The proper one.
Because the mirror universe and that, I'm like, well, I just don't care. To me, that's not the original.
That's what worries me. Will they do that?
Even if they did,
I hope Nicholas Meyer goes, fuck off.
Even if they did, as long as there's some good ideas.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen the new movie, but the last movie. But they've really got to go back to
what
Star Trek.
Would you bring Shatner back?
Well, no, he's too old.
No, but even if you have the
I'd
resurrection
like to see
of Kirk,
a little cameo with him. I would. I think he's earned that.
Yeah.
Because I think he's not going to be...
He needs his farewell. Spock had his farewell.
Yeah,
even though
he
was in the last one, which was very short and brief.
Yeah, but even less. The 2009 was his farewell.
Yeah.
That was his. Yeah, this was his. It was quite. That was the touching thing. The one thing about that film was that Leonard Nimoy finally understood, I think, what that character meant to people. So, from that, okay, Amnesty Chaos, this is for you. Batman vs Superman has an R-rated cut coming out on DVD and Blu-ray. Do we give a shit? Do you give a shit?
I've got my tickets booked now.
Yeah,
good
for you.
On screening, because that way I get to actually see it rather than go to work. So it's like, work or Batman? And you know what? I'd rather go to a minute, because I know there's not going to be that many people there.
I bet you there's heaps. You and me have this. I think this movie will be huge.
Let's go on with your bet. You said to me, and everyone out there, it's going to beat Star Wars, Force Awakens.
Could.
No, you said, I've got it on a text here. If it does, how long has Star Wars been out now?
Well, since December sometime.
So, let's just say 2 months, 3 months?
Yeah.
I'll give it 3 months. If it beats it this time in 3 months...
Worldwide,
if Batman vs. Superman beats The Force Awakens worldwide in 3 months, I personally will get a Zack Snyder I Love You tattoo.
You will.
I will get that. If it doesn't...
I'm not getting a tattoo.
No. You've got to buy you and me tickets to Ghostbusters. Because I'm not paying to see that.
All right. All right.
I've got the bigger risk here. I've got something that's permanent.
Doesn't mean I'll go watch it.
I'll buy the tickets. Doesn't mean I've got any interest in it.
Because I figured that's the one way I can get around not paying for it.
And then I'll do what I did with fucking with Deadpool, $400.
I overbooked. Can I have a receipt? Could I have a refund?
Yeah, look, I think this will be a huge... You don't think this will be a huge film?
150 million open.
No. They predicted that, but it's going to do 200.
You look at that weekend...
150
million. You look at that weekend, it's a Good Friday where there's no one in school. The one thing that will prevent it is these... Is Easter Sunday, because yeah, Easter
really is religion.
Yeah, Easter
exactly.
Sunday,
150. That's all. I mean, look, it could do more. Like, I mean, I said Deadpool make 80. I said that would be good, and it would have been a good opening. It fucking shocked everyone.
Yeah,
this it's gonna come out shockingly big, or it's gonna come out shockingly low.
Do you know there's a schmear campaign on DC?
Schmear campaign.
Schmear.
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 Hold on.
Let's ask Rob Williams, what does schmear mean?
And you smear. Men smear.
Smear.
Schmear. Have you heard about this?
You must have heard about this.
Schmear.
You must have heard about this.
Schmear.
Schmear.
Yeah, didn't he work for Captain Obvious?
I thought it was Anakin's mother.
Oh, Shmi. What kind of name is that anyway? Shmi.
But the, have you
Shmi.
Have you heard about that DC people, if you heard about this, including that Grace Randolph, you know the Grace Randolph, the page?
What, Randolph?
Grace Randolph Scott? Is it Grace Randolph?
Randolph.
The one who they all follow with the movie trailers and that. Grace, I think it's Grace Randolph.
Where do I know that name from?
I think P1 used to follow her. I don't know now.
Grace Randolph.
Grace Randolph. She's got a site, blonde lady.
She's cute. Lady, cute. Check Rudolph. Who's that?
From Psycho 4.
That's
he doesn't have a movie page. He doesn't have
Norman
a
Bates when he's young people killed his mother and Check Rudolph.
I know the name.
Check Rudolph. Which is nothing like Greg Srin at all.
Yeah, Randolph Scott. No, not even. Not even close.
You just want to edit a movie when you're having sex with a woman. That's so respectful.
That's a line out of a movie.
If anyone gets that
Check
line.
Rudolph.
If anyone gets that line, I'll be that very impressed.
Okay, people understand what dialogue that's from. That's not even from Psycho. That's from Psycho 4 TV movie.
Which is the best sequel, probably.
Yes. Mm. It still is to this day.
Mm. Oh, I didn't have a Bates Motel.
I didn't really...
No, Bates Motel was great, but it's not a sequel. It's,
yeah.
That is a good reimagining.
That's a good reimagining.
That is a good reimagining.
But the
Schmee
campaign is that Batman versus Superman actually broke records with the tickets, but there's a smear campaign by the media not to report on it.
This is a theory, and there's a smear campaign,
for the media to actually report bad things on it. What do you reckon, Robin Williams?
Men smear.
I agree with it. There's obviously a conspiracy, a smear campaign to stop this movie being good.
It has nothing
to do with Zack Snyder.
Is this DC? Is this Warner Brothers?
Or no, this is fans.
DC
haven't said anything about it. I don't know if they're leaking anything to the fans. Go on IMDb, look at this
Have you seen the latest TV spot and the promo they have of
it? I haven't been watching any of it.
It's Batman in his armor.
His underwear.
No, but his eyes lit up. Superman standing in front of him with his hand on his chest like this. I was like, it's a fucking love story.
Seriously, I'll see if I can find it. Yeah, just talk about schmear.
Yeah, so basically their idea is that all the media outlets, all of them, get this, that Rotten Tomatoes, when Man of Steel came out, right? You know how it didn't, let's be honest, it didn't get the best reviews. That every one of them, every one of those bad reviews was paid off by Disney. I'm like, was it possible they just didn't like the movie?
I'm like, what? How is it that Warner's who owns Rotten Tomatoes?
Did they own it?
Oh, they've got something to do with the ownership.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they've got something to do with the ownership.
I can't find this fucking poster.
I don't know what to see. I'm like...
It's a new promo where it literally has...
I've seen the Notebook version of it. I've seen that.
Is that it? Maybe that is it. I think that is it, actually, the Notebook version.
If you look it up, people, there's a poster, and it's an actual photo they're promoting, that has Batman vs. Superman, and it has, Superman's got his hand on his chest. I can't find the shit.
Yeah. I've seen it. I have seen the image from the Notebook. But
it's a smear. They don't want me to find that photo because it's a smear.
Just smear all over.
But I agree. There's obviously the film, and you know that's just it.
Well, you said you're not seeing this at all, unless you hear really good reviews.
And the first review sounded not too promising.
Well, what's the review? If you like Man of Steel, you'll like this.
Yeah,
two thumbs up right there.
Really?
And that's coming from somebody who loved Man of Steel. That reviewer loved Man of Steel.
I was like, who?
No, not me. So
don't you point at me and say those words.
The first review. What do you say? He said this. He's like, if you like Man of Steel but didn't like the ending, you might like this. And that the fans on a lot of the DC people said, well, anyone who didn't like the end of Man of Steel is going to love this movie. Obviously,
he said that. I'm like, he said he might like it.
I'm one of those people. I think the visuals I'm going to like.
Yeah. I mean, for sure.
But story and dialogue, much the same as the Ghostbusters, it's lacking the heart that it should have for these characters.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not going to argue about that.
My God, this year it was really going to be blood on my testicles. It really is.
Yeah.
You get a Batman who's just going to be fucked over. Superman's going to be this Boy Scout. He's a fucking idiot.
We're guilty as anyone because we talk about it. But I agree with Peter.
I'll be the first to admit.
I'm sort of over this movie.
Yeah, if it's good, I'll be the first one to say, I was wrong. I'm proud to say I'm wrong.
Oh, we want it to be good. I
would love it to be. I've got a fucking tattoo of that ass on my
back. But at the same time, this is just not a concept that excites me. I know a lot of comic books.
So exciting that Green Lantern ain't coming into it.
What's that about?
Two films!
Yeah, he's not coming into Justice League 2 now. That's what the DC says.
Even the Justice League movie, which has the Green Lantern, is not going to have him in it.
Yeah, that's right.
What is the fucking point?
I don't know.
I don't think you sound like a Warner Brothers executive right there.
I think you should go on IMDb.
What's that?
Yeah, Kylo Ren
versus Darth Batman! Boy, he sounds like
Darth Vader. Look at that photo. There's a photo of Henry Cavill above that. I'm like, I'm not convinced by Henry Cavill yet. The acting, I'm like...
I think physically he looks like Superman, but my God, you aren't acting like
it. If I was a man, you'd be... What's the line if you're... What's the line when he's like, if you wanted to be dead, you'd be dead.
Oh, that's cool, isn't it? It's that guy from the Phantom Menace promo. If I wanted this, you'd be dead already. Yeah. It's like the guy who saw... I'll bring it up for you. All right, people. Now, when you think of that line, I don't know how... This links back to an Australian guy...
Just Darth Vader.
Who just saw the Phantom Menace. His first reaction was this line about he couldn't see it again, or he wants to see it again already. When Superman says that... If I wanted you dead, you'd be dead already. He sounds like this to me.
I get enough of it. I want to see it again already.
That's who he sounds like. When he says already,
I prefer him to do it like
that. I want you dead, you'd be dead already.
He says it.
He says already just like that. If I wanted you dead, you'd be dead already. You'd be dead already. Like, that's why Henry Cavill, you sound. You sound like a fat guy. Fat Australian guy dressed as Darth Vader after you've been disappointed by Phantom Menace.
Okay. Did you hear? Zack Snyder. I sent this to P1 because I don't get this. You bring it up on your face. Zack Snyder came out talking about Superman.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Maybe someone can explain this to me because I didn't understand.
This is not our schmear campaign.
Yeah, this is us confused.
Zack Snyder came out and said this. There's a paradigm shift happening in the unintended consequences of some of the rescues that are starting to come to fruition.
God, he sounds like Egon Spengler.
He's starting to see that every action has a reaction. No shit, Sherlock. Like, if you're just taking a cat out of a tree, you can't touch anything or the environmentalists will say, he damaged the tree branch, or the cat got down, or the cat wasn't neutered, so there's going to be thousands of cats running all over the place. Now...
What?
Now, for starters, we've already seen him save a cat in the movie, and no one complained then.
What's it got to do with anything he just brought up?
What? Where's the movie? I want to see that movie, where Superman saves a cat, and as a result, cat goes around fucking everything. Not only does that happen, Walter Peck comes in. This is an environmental... climb out the tree. Yeah. How dare you damage the tree?
Superman saves the cat.
Oh, I want this man arrested. And at the same time, have Ron Jeremy in the background.
and then Lex Luthor comes. Your mother! Allison Snyder.
I'm confused. You are a weird man.
Listen, Snyder. You do your job, pencil neck. Don't you tell me how to think about mine.
And Nolan comes in touch with the script.
He does that again, you can arrest him.
Nolan, you better come back and save this shit.
What's he talking about? And you know the weird part? People come, brilliant.
What? Brilliant.
I understand the basics of it.
I do. I understand the basic. You save it, you perform a rescue, but there's consequences. But that's the worst example of it I could think of. You rescue a cat, thousands of cats.
I can already tell you the consequences. Fucking all. How about you go back to Superman 1 when he changes the world back? That scene,
you know, the other thing that disturbed me more than anything else. This is what Zack Snyder said.
So weird.
So this is the other thing he said. The most important thing in Man of Steel was the buildings going down. Or the destruction. Because you're going to see the consequences of that.
Oh, yeah, because they planned that. Yeah.
No, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love how people, it was always part of the plan. He's got proof! He's got proof! Where is it?
So when they now...
Where is it?
Man of Steel 2 is coming out. People were bitching about it. Oh, shoot, we better throw Batman in there. Fuck off.
But don't you think, even forgetting all that, don't you think the most important thing in Man of Steel, call me crazy,
should have been the story,
is Clark Kent deciding to become Superman. Isn't that...
No.
Or, like, somebody on Facebook said it to me, and I agree with that.
Buildings!
Or, what about him willing to give himself up to save the human race? When he does that... Not buildings! Falling down!
Superman...
This is obviously some guy doesn't get it.
Of what
if Batman vs. Superman's a good film, it's by accident.
This is what a Superman...
Ben Affleck had a lot to do with it.
This is the essence of what Superman's meant to be. He's the last of his race. Yeah. He's meant to feel alone.
Mm.
He's meant to have a loving step-parents that care about him.
Mm.
Who, one of them tragically dies in an event that he either couldn't have saved, not a fucking tornado, anything but a tornado, and then he said he sacrifices his happiness and all that to not go after Lois, because obviously she knows who he is now, so it doesn't make any fucking difference.
Mm.
And he gives up his nappiness to be Superman, to save the world. And any of that shit happening in any of these movies?
None of it. From what I've heard, this movie ends. This is what I've heard. I don't know. With the formation of the Justice League.
With no green.
I think...
So fuck this film already.
The Flash is... Oh, that was the other thing. They asked him about the Flash of this, and this is coming from Snyder. This is coming from Snyder. It's very weird. That's what he said. Well, about the scene with the Flash. It's very strange. It's very weird.
What? That's a Matt Brady's movie.
Very weird. Don't know about this.
Oh, fuck this movie.
You didn't read it?
By midnight, I might be asleep when I'm watching this.
It's very strange.
Strange? A guy who runs quick.
Maybe that's what he finds with. He's alright with the alien from another planet. Can turn the world back. That's absolutely weird. A guy can run pretty well. It's a bit weird, that.
Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. He has to have a building fall down on him. That makes sense.
Yeah, on him, to give him the power.
And the P1, that G-pad. Oh, my God.
What?
Bruce Wayne driving around a Jeep.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because P1 wasn't happy about it. People, it's a preview. You see it in the trailer where he's avoiding the buildings and he runs.
You know, that's the way the movie's going to open.
Yeah,
bet you that. Yeah, I don't even know. Yeah, but that's the way
he's running. It gets
I will never bet over that.
Why? Why is Bruce Wayne, multi-billionaire, driving a Jeep? What?
I'd love him to be in there with Hulk Hogan.
Why? Is it the only car they could afford to give him at the airport? Oh, here's a Jeep for you. I'm fucking Bruce Wayne. You're giving me a Jeep?
Don't go telling me this shit was planned.
It was planned.
It was planned. All planned out.
Well, he's kneeling down, holding a young girl with the Wayne Enterprise logo right next to him, shattered.
Just in case you don't know who he is.
That's Bruce Wayne! That's what gets me. That trail's like, we kind of get who he is. You don't need to tell me.
That's right.
If people don't know, they're fucking idiots. It's like, I've heard people, who's the old guy talking to Bruce Wayne? Oh my God. Seriously, you don't know that's Alfred. A man lecturing him. Who else lectures Bruce Wayne?
Yeah.
No, I think... And you know what annoys me from now on?
My eyes will be good.
You know what annoys me, though? That every reincarnation of Batman, Superman, whatever, sorry, just Batman in general. Batman never listens to Alfred once. And he's always right.
Yeah, that's true.
Always.
Back to Tim Burton days. I could believe the concept of Batman up until, except for that Alfred, this old man, could do everything in that gigantic mansion, including the Batcave.
What do you mean?
They could believe
sweeps
anything
else. Sweeps everything, cleans it all up, vacuums all out.
And then most of the time he doesn't sleep because, let's face it, he's got to help Batman at night.
Yeah.
Old people need to sleep. I'm just putting that out. So I'm like, oh, and do you realise, is that the Batcave in that shot from the trailer?
Yeah.
Why does the Batcave look more like a fucking chemical
water and shit?
Yeah, I'm like...
But is that under his old house? Or the new one? The one we spoke about ages ago, that little shack.
Couldn't have. That can't be in the movie. That could not be in the movie. Look,
it's there.
The review I read was... You've read the same
review. Look, I'm still excited to see it because I love Batman. I have seen everything on screen that's Batman.
I love Star Wars. That doesn't mean I'm excited to see fucking the holiday special.
But if it was on the
Ewok movies,
if it was on the big screen, would you watch it?
No,
of course I
wouldn't. I wouldn't see the holiday special on the big screen.
Once in a lifetime opportunity.
The only interest I would think is watching everyone's reaction to it. It's sort of like Ghostbusters. The one reason I is to watch the reactions to it. Like
no, that's worth it. That's worth it.
But. When is it? Okay, so Batman...
It's not far now. We have one more show, and then it comes out week.
Have you noticed? Is it just me? There's barely any fucking merchandising
out
for this
shit. I said that to the other guys on the show. I was at the P1 guy. There is no promotions here in Australia. Of
like nothing.
Nothing at all.
I went to...
Where's our G-Pad?
I went to Zing, you know, the pop culture store. Yeah. There was nothing. Like, there was the DC shit, but, I mean, the old DC shit. Like,
you know, the only thing I've noticed, and this is...
I saw cups.
This is their link of their advertising. This is how genius it is. I go to a petrol station, or a gas station, whatever you want Americans call it. I go there to pay for it. DVD stand, Man of Steel, Dark Knight. Like, that's the way you promote this.
Put them together.
Yeah. All right. That's seriously how they're selling shit. Nothing to a Batman vs. Superman, but those DVDs right there to buy. I was like, Kmart's the same.
Jesus, I've already got that movie.
Yeah, I should have picked it up going, hang on. If you combine these two together, you get shit.
They couldn't be in a movie together. They have had the films on TV. That's about as far as they've gone. But that's as far as it's got. There's no merchant, there's no figurines.
Nothing. And did you see when they interviewed Christian Bale? Him saying, I wasn't very happy with my Batman.
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
I was like, thank you. Even you admit it.
Yeah, but he was happy with how it started. He just wasn't happy with.
And I'm glad he said that.
He's right. I mean, there was just shit.
And I'm not saying he's a bad Batman because
his opinion
good.
Is that Heath Ledger was so good they just took him
overshadowed
right
everything. Yeah, just
probably
just
got a good point.
True. It's bloody true.
But did you see Morgan Freeman? I love you, Ben. This isn't going to be any good. No, he didn't say that.
Basically.
I love you, Ben, but you're not going to be better than Dark Knight.
Yeah, he just basically is like, I don't think he likes where they're headed with it. Who does?
DC do. DC followers do. Read up. You should go on IMDb.
Okay.
And read some of these
as a DC fan.
Yeah, I am all too. Right. Batman is by far my favorite comic hero.
Thank you.
It's not even close.
I'm not a big Marvel fan. I like their films. Yeah, but if you ask me if I read their comics and stuff, no. I did collect Batman comics, and obviously Superman I find interesting, but not really. I like the Green Lantern. But, by God, this universe, I do not give five fucks in the slightest. For all those Justice League members, you're my five fucks. Couldn't care about any of you.
Not even Wonder Woman. Oh, Superman's going to be in Wonder Woman. Did you see that?
Why?
I don't know how that works.
Why?
Maybe he knows her. But how does he know her? Okay.
I thought there was you. Is she with you?
Whatever. Who is she? Oh, this woman I met 200 years ago. Now, hold on. He's met her. When did he get to Earth again?
Supposedly, well, in this, it's, well, maybe, what, the 80s?
Yeah.
He would be about our age. He'd be, what,
yeah, for sure. Yeah. The whole idea is he's Jesus. 32, 33.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Well, that's what Zack Snyder was trying to say.
Yeah, if he was Jesus, he'd be like,
Jesus was a midget, for
starters. That fantastic scene that no one talked. There's another, when people talk about the buildings going down Man of Steel, that's the last problem. Like,
well, that is the last problem. Just the building, the oil rig also went down. But just the story, but when he goes in the church and he's standing next to Jesus, I reckon that might be a metaphor.
I forgot about that.
Oh, fuck sakes. Oh, he can't direct this shit. I just don't get it.
What's the point?
All right.
What's the point of it?
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 What's the point of it? Yeah, all right, as a music player. Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
it, music done, player. Done. Done. Now, look, we're in summer in Australia. Summer.
At the end of summer.
Yeah. Now, so fucking hot, though.
Yeah.
It's very hot. It's too hot. I just don't like hot weather. Like, that's not the point of this segment. Yeah. My friends like going to the beach a fair bit, right?
Most people do.
Now...
I don't. Too much water.
Well, funny you should mention that.
People.
Too much water. You're like me, Rodney Dangerfield. I just stand there like Rodney Dangerfield in Caddyshack. It's all about just real estate. Houses all over the place.
Can I get to the point first?
Look, I don't get what the point is. I was invited to the beach the other week, right? About two weeks ago. And the thing is, you couldn't go in the water because there was blue bottles. I'm like,
okay, explain what they are to people. In Australia, it's like a poisonous jellyfish. I just fucking... Well, our beach is unpolluted.
Full of beer!
Tony Beach.
Shit! Running. Foster's all over the place.
Blue bottle jellyfish.
So you couldn't get in the water. And they're like, oh, we're still going to the beach. I'm sorry! What's the point of going to the beach? This is the way I really feel. What's the point of going to the beach and lying in sand? I don't get it. I just don't. People do. Thousands of people in Australia. Thousands. I'd go say hundreds of thousands, maybe.
I'm with Anakin Skywalker on this one. Gets everywhere and just irritates.
What's the point of... Like, oh, there's plenty to do at the beach. Like what exactly?
Sand is rough, sand, irritating, and a pain in the ass.
Like, and you just lie there and get burnt. And then when you come away, you're like, I didn't have the best of time. Oh, what's wrong with you?
I love those people. You hear about it. They come into work the next day. I was at the beach. I got burnt.
just a bit. Just a bit. Or better yet, they look at you and you're... You got burnt. I know. You got burnt, you know. Is that why I was in fucking pain last night?
You look a bit red.
Okay. Well, you know, this is saying in Australia, pink lobster. That term, I'm like, what?
Well, shit me.
Pink lobster.
As far as I remember, lobsters are red.
I'm like, pink lobster. Oh, burnt.
But
right.
I love
the Australian... Light and sand.
The Australian... Great quote of when you go to the beach, slip, slop, slap.
Now what that is, that's just to put on skin lotion.
Yeah, that's not a sex metaphor, people.
That is a full on, that is
a campaign.
That's a campaign. Slip, slop, slap. And it's not about drinking and having sex.
It literally sounds like night on the piss. Once you're drunk and you've got diarrhea, I'm gonna go to the toilet and do a slip, slop, slap.
That is a full-on campaign. That's
honest. America, you got it. Is, you got quit smoking.
All it is to put sun protection on. That's all it is.
Yes.
Yeah, but the...
Because you meant to slip on...
They weren't even characters! Oh. Remember that? They were characters!
Because what is it?
Norm.
Like, slip on a shirt or something.
Yeah.
Slap on a hat.
Or was it?
Slop.
Slip on a shirt. Slap on some sunscreen.
Slap on a hat, yeah.
Yeah, slap on a hat. Original there. That's gone for years, too. That campaign's gone for 30 or 40 years.
Yeah, now people
are
still dying of skin cancer. So that worked.
Because people just lie in sand all the time! I just don't... Like, and they're like, oh... Yeah, going to the beach isn't about getting in the water. I understand if you go to the beach, you go in the water. I get that. I don't get it. You go on the beach, and people travel miles for this shit. It's not like the beach is down the road.
What do you think? We're Australia.
People travel like 2 hours
or
something.
We're Australia. The coast, where all the oceans are, fucking long way for a lot of people.
Yeah, for heaps of people.
If I wanted the sand, I'd go to Arrakis.
I'd just go down the quarry, bring the sand back, and put it in the backyard. And just lie in that.
But yeah.
Do you get bored? See, I tried this once, because I'm really white, right? Like, and I tried to get a bit tan. I lied out there for 10 minutes. I'm like, this is fucking boring. People lie out there for hours.
Yeah,
and hours.
And that's my point. They're the first bastards.
I got burned. Yeah, terrible.
It's just fucking shit, you fucking idiot.
I was like, oh. And then you know what? They always start with, I was a fool. I got burnt. And then you would think they'd learn from this shit, right? But they'd go next week and same shit.
Thank you. Same shit. And even then,
okay, women who go there.
Oh, a lot.
Bikinis, tits out. All these men perv on.
That's right.
Welcome to reality. Yeah. Stop looking at these breasts. I'm like, it's the one reason guys go to the beach.
Thank you.
That and water. Like, and then you get your weirdos who just like guys and girls are just like lying in this fucking sand. And I've got some beaches here aren't very clean. You got needles and fucking.
Oh, look, Australia do have some of the best beaches.
They do.
They've got some of the most fucking shit.
like beer cans and it's just.
Maybe there was that whole thing in the 90s about you got to be careful of the beach. You could stand on a needle.
Yeah.
Just as that.
Maybe like Billy Connolly summed that up perfectly in his stand up. We spent millions of years getting out of the ocean.
Yeah, yeah.
And now we run straight fucking back down.
And they've got things that they clearly don't like us.
Australian waters are filled with great white sharks.
Blue bottle
jellyfish that sting your ass and kill you. And then, you know, it's not just the
stingrays.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, the creatures are bad. It's not just the creatures. The waves themselves will take their
take
your ass out of the water.
People are like, Jesus, that wave's dangerous.
Even the ocean itself kills you in Australia.
Yeah, it's true. No, because they had the. Did you see the what number one news story the other week, 2 weeks ago, about a wave that took out people near the beach?
Oh yeah,
and the people were like, that wave came first.
I don't see Jaws of Revenge like that. The wave knew we were coming. We're following us all the way to the Bahamas.
I don't get. I'm not a big. Big
no, me neither. I don't get the beach.
I just bring him up, our father.
Oh, I'd live by the beach. I'd love to live by the beach.
Why?
Just go to the beach.
Because Mum lived by the beach.
Yeah.
And never went. Like, yeah. She hated it. Like, it was just like,
I'd love to live by the beach.
What do you do there?
Wander around?
Wander around?
Eventually you'd get sick of it. I'm sorry.
Well, it's not my... I'm sorry. There's water and sand.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Okay,
now, if the water gets ruled out, that leaves one thing.
Build a sandcastle and you're done.
Yeah, but and most of the time you can't take it with you.
Most of the time.
Where have you ever seen anyone pick up a sandcastle?
There is one exception. I'll give it a set. The sculptures by the sea. That's pretty cool.
That's at like night. And
yeah, day. I know, but there's an exhibit.
But that is the one exhibit where you do go to the beach and don't get in the ocean.
Fuck the ocean. Fuck the beach.
I just, yeah.
No, wipe them all out.
The only other good thing about sand is that Charlton Heston still has a statue of liberty in it.
That's the only other good thing.
That's the only other good thing. And Richard Dreyfuss stood on the sand for a bit in Jaws. That's the only other good thing.
Yeah, but fair. Richard Dreyfuss is an idiot.
There's a photo. Okay, get this. Was it you or Adalia bought me the Jaws Memories from Martha's Vineyard? And it's a great, people, if you're a fan of Jaws,
that would be Adalia.
Get this book. It's really good. But it's got photos and like all the townspeople just getting the shits about them, like having this giant shark parked in. When I wake up, I see a great white in the channel. It looks really fake.
No shit.
But there's a shot, for no reason, Rich Dreyfuss just standing in the middle of the ocean. As far as I know, that didn't happen in the movie. Like, just standing there with jeans on. And a Jaws t-shirt.
Thank you. You probably...
Great.
People go to the beach wearing jeans.
Fuck those people.
Or just pants in general.
Oh, thongs with long socks.
Hey, we've been there before.
Oh, I know, but we'll go to the beach like that.
I get
it. People looking at the ocean. Just, you know, these people just stand there looking like there's something to see.
Wave one, wave two,
wave three.
It's a bit rough out there.
How do you know? But you know these people. But they just look, just sit on the,
it's beautiful out there. It's just water. It's just water. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
The smell of it, the taste of it.
Yeah. Shit house. I hate the ocean.
Yeah, I don't mind going. I like being in a boat on the ocean.
It's a boat, though. At least it moves
around. Yeah, that's different. I don't mind being in the ocean.
Yeah.
I don't like sitting on the sand just looking at it. Going, looks good out there. It's a shame we can't go out. It looks good. All right. Now we're trying something a bit different.
Oh, new topic, people.
No, new segment.
New segment. Same shit.
All right. So this is a new... what did we say?
Segment.
Going off to a great start.
You mentioned
on
the last show that...
you explain what the idea
well,
is.
Well, the idea of it is sort of to separate us in a weird way, because there are things that I like that you dislike, and vice versa.
And look, we agree on a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, not anymore.
But the idea of this is basically to take a movie or a song or, I don't know how we do a song, but yeah, or TV show, a book or pornography, whatever. And basically...
that would be...
should do that, actually. And basically, there's a prosecution and a defense.
Oh.
And it's kind of up to you whether or not you think we've made any points, good points or bad points. We probably won't have a response, so that's all right with us.
So what are you? So what? I'm the district. What am I? Am I?
You're Harvey. No, I'm Harvey Dent.
You're Harvey.
And you're Matlock.
So I'm the defendant.
Yeah, yeah, no defense.
I'm the defense.
Now a lot of these things are going to be popular. Like, don't be too. And a lot of it, like some of us, we might even exaggerate. Like,
really,
yeah,
no, us exaggerate.
Like, because there's not. I mean, there's not a lot we hate.
Yeah, right.
And it's going to be called Movie Trial, or as I like to say, it's time to get smart.
Love this. Too bad we never watched the show.
It's too bad they made a movie.
You know, invented it?
Mel Brooks.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say. Didn't this guy become spectacular?
Now, we won't normally let the song run the entire time. In fact, we won't.
Because
it just paused. We were going to watch the entire thing of the intro.
Fuck it, let's just watch Get Smart.
Yeah, that's right. We'll just play director's commentary on the opening of Get Smart. So today's topic, I'm going after a movie that I've actually watched a lot of times. And that when it came out, I remember you saying, and a lot of people told me, it's a really, really good film. Now, to clarify this, I think it's a good movie too.
I was going to say, not everything we're going to... I might not like something as much
as...
Yeah.
So this is something I like. I don't think it's a masterpiece like people make it.
But I'm one of the ones who does like it.
Yeah.
However, I think a lot of the flaws you're going to pick up, I'm going to have to try and defend.
So how are we going to... Am I going to point out the problems first and you point out the defense?
I can give you my... Zip it, A!
Because I've written them down because I watched this... about 2 months ago. So I've been, sort of been preparing for this.
Great, because my defense is
a blank page.
Blank paper.
The best type of defense. So this is, like, to be clear, like I said, I like this movie, and so
fuck,
don't
I am
hate
Matt
me.
Locke.
Because don't hate me. Like Andy Griffith, exactly. That. So don't hate me, because this is just my opinion.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
Don't hate me because I'm white. And the movie's Batman Begins.
Oh, kind of, oh, I can see people sitting there.
You bruh. Don Adams sitting there. Which is amazing if he's alive. Now, look. Now, let me get this right. Let's get this. This would be my second favorite of the Dark Knight trilogy. The Dark Knight would be first. And believe it or not.
That's groundbreaking.
Dark Knight Rises, the first half of it, I think is really good. The second half of it dumped it, so it goes after this. But Batman Begins is a movie I like from beginning to end.
Now, am I allowed to object?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, all right.
I'm not for that. Yeah, you're allowed to. You're allowed to. Because I'm going to explain.
Sustained.
I've written this down. 27 points of criticism.
Holy shit.
As I sat there and just writing.
The defense rests.
P1. Order! In fact, wouldn't it be good if we could get him to do it as the judge?
As the judge.
That'd be awesome. We should do that one,
but you're fucked, because now he's fucked.
No, he loves this movie.
You're fucked.
I open my case. I'm dead.
Sustained.
Sends you to 30 years. It's just a movie. The district attorney will turn himself in. I hit one more like that, and I'll charge you with contempt.
please start with your prosecution.
Yeah. Prosecution's case wrestled 27 points, which may or may not be valid. Most of them probably not. So when I get this straight, I'm Matthew McConaughey, you're Kevin Spacey. pretty much.
Or you're Shatner out of Boston Legal, just going to sleep.
Or even worse, I'm Tom Cruise, you're Kevin Bacon. No, I'm Kevin Bacon, you're Tom Cruise. I can't remember.
No, I'm Kevin Bacon. Yeah. No, I'm Kevin Bacon.
Fuck, that makes me too.
Yeah. So basically, we'll start with number one. The line, "You left me for dead," that Liam Neeson says to, "You left me for dead and burnt my house." How? Okay. Now, Christian Bale, as Bruce Wayne, saved Liam Neeson, who he thought was Ducard, who turned out to be Ra's al Ghul. He was the only one. He actually saved this guy and left him in the hands of two or three Chinese, Chinese guys who said they were going to help him. Whatever, you know what I mean. How does that account for leaving him for dead? He didn't. How does that mean, leaving him for dead? Go on, don't wait for the answer. Yeah, defend it now.
No. So do I get to defend?
Yeah, you can defend it.
Ladies of the jury,
there's no men on it.
No,
it's not even a jury.
No.
It's a
defense. Nope. Ladies of the jury, because everything's feminist now, so I'm trying to suck it to the women here. My defense is, Bruce Wayne did save his life.
Yeah.
However, he did leave him in the snow with a Chinese guy who looked pretty fucking incapable. So...
Of course.
Okay.
There wasn't many shops around.
Don't interrupt the adventure. He's projecting. He's carrying on with the witness.
Leading the witness.
Carrying
not even a witness there.
I'm talking to the
Chinese.
I've got the Chinese guy right here, right now.
I'll tell him you defended him.
Well, they got blown out of his hut, or whatever it is, fell down a mountain.
Yeah, with Bruce
managed to save him with one arm.
Then said, leaving him for dead. You're helping me here.
No, then he saved him, brought him, left him with a Chinese guy who had no medical technology or science. Bruce Wayne had no idea what damage was done. He could have been dead. So that's my defense. He was left for dead.
All right, that's not bad.
That's not very good, but it's all I've got.
Number two. Liam, okay, you could defend this one.
No,
okay. Liam Neeson wasted as a villain. You don't think that Liam Neeson... Liam Neeson as a villain, who's good, who is good, pops up in the last 20 minutes of the movie and goes, "I'm evil," which kind of, I get that it was introduced at the start. I do get that. But the whole idea of seeing him evil, which is what we wanted to see, Ra's al Ghul as a villain, right? He's there for 20 minutes, bangs Bruce on the head, puts a mask on, then drives a train. Defend it!
Your Honor? I would like to bring it here. Sometimes the greatest mystery is when villains aren't overused. So sometimes,
yeah, okay.
Very like little.
Are you calling Liam Neeson?
Are you calling Ra's al Ghul Boba Fett? I am, Your Honor. I think sometimes overusing a villain can be misleading. However, Ra's al Ghul, you must ask, it's throughout the movie. He is the League of Shadows. So he's all through Gotham. He's always there. He's just in the shadows and then appears before landing to drive a train.
Drives a train.
But he's always there in suspicions.
That's all I've got.
Right,
we're 2 points down, only another 25 to go. Number three.
It's
okay. Okay. Now the line, nice coat. Okay? It's got nothing to do with the line.
Don't you think it's a little bit of a coincidence?
A little bit of a coincidence. The homeless guy who he gave a ticket to is just hanging out by the dock where Val Cody's men were hidden. And from years, unless I'm helping you defend it.
No, I'm not going there. It's your job.
Don't worry, I've got answers. And then it sort of gives it away. Maybe that's Bruce Wayne. The guy.
Yeah, and he's not supposed to see a giant fucking flying bat. It's like, oh yeah, it's a good cut. Alright, that's your...
Okay. Exhibit A?
We're on to point three.
Point, well, yeah, okay. Maybe he's like Bruce's guardian angel. Who's over there watching him. Because when you think about it, when he decided to finally take off and go on that boat, that was when he decided to really become Batman.
Mm.
His first appearance as Batman, who's the first man to see it? Same guy. Yeah. So it's a symbol. It's symbolizing the death of Bruce, the rise of Batman. That's all I've got. I can't defend that shit.
Number four.
27 points. I'm going to be fucked with it.
The jury will have left.
I won't be listening anymore.
The judge will be asleep.
Number four. This is what I do feel about. I think Tom Wilkinson's a good actor. I thought he overdid Val Kilmer. Like, with a, your father, he dog, banged, yeah. Like a dog,
boom, Bugsy,
dog, said he got it, yeah, like, chill in the big house, yeah, you're Prince of Gotham, just don't be coming down here making your things like you understand.
Defend that shit, because you know that's kind of the way,
it's a bit exaggerated,
the defense rest.
I can't defend that one.
Right.
Yeah, he played it up like a fucking 1920 gangster.
That's right. Which I like Tom Wilkins. I like Val Kilmer as a character.
Hey, I'm going nuts in here. Yeah, yeah. Skiing, yeah.
What? Going skiing.
Skiing.
I don't know. He's gangster.
Gangsters go skiing.
Go crazy. Yeah.
Number five.
Okay, he's one of the big ones.
I know.
Bruce Wayne's father.
I knew it. Knew it. Like, little opera can go a long way, Bruce.
Don't you think he's a bit too young to be Bruce? I always pictured Bruce Wayne's father.
You're attacking him being young.
No.
Because
no.
I can defend that part.
No. Like, and it has to be said. Well, I'll get onto it in a second. I'll get on. That's actually... And that links on to point 10.
Jesus Christ.
Bruce Wayne's... Do you think he's acting... It just... Like, when he dies... Like, at the point when he dies...
It's all right, Bruce. Don't worry. Don't be afraid.
Now, I know that last bit didn't happen. But it just...
He didn't die.
Just... And later on... When Bruce... At the very end of the movie, Bruce Wayne's having the flashback... Out of all the emotional things he could flashback to, it's... Look, I got this stereoscope.
I just wasn't that emotional, man. I'm like,
the pearls, yes,
but not being just long. I couldn't pretend to be a doctor.
I'm
trying to defend it. Just Bruce Wayne's father in general.
Yeah, and he's acting.
And he's well. I think the mother was good.
The mother didn't speak.
That's why she's good. I don't.
The father, I will admit, Your Honor, wasn't the strongest of Thomas Wayne's that we've seen before.
Actually, we haven't seen many.
I think we've seen two of them. We've seen the guy in the 89 movie didn't say a word, and the animated, and the, why couldn't you say
that? Great, isn't he?
Yeah.
The animated one is all good.
How can I defend this?
he wasn't the greatest actor, I will admit that.
but was he bad?
Okay.
Yeah,
that's fair enough. I wouldn't say he was bad.
He was more in his death. He was more in shock.
A bit surprised.
Surprised that he got a bullet in the chest. Walking out in a dark alleyway, but I don't know why he's really that surprised, but he was. That's all I got.
It's terrible.
Number six. And this could be... a criticism against the whole trilogy in some ways. But it's... I've always had a problem with this way too many speeches, like metaphors. Like, why do we fall? Because so we could learn to pick ourselves up. Well, how does that explain somebody slipping on a banana? How does that explain, the guy in the pool before it fell down the steps? Like, oh, shit, they're slippery! I get that as a metaphor. I get that, but you don't think that's just a bit heavy-handed?
You mean too many metaphors?
Yeah.
Superheroes are meant to inspire. They're meant to lift you up.
You're crying here.
Like when you fall,
Yeah. A hero picks you up, makes you feel emotionally strong.
Yeah, I get
so
it.
He needs a metaphor to stand by. It's like Batman's symbol. That's a metaphor in itself.
Okay. No, I don't think it's a terrible...
They might have gone overboard just a little
bit. Saying it four times or something in the movie.
But
why are we four Master Bruce so we can learn to get up?
I like that bit at the end. I think that part was...
Yeah, I do too.
Because Bruce Wayne was broken and beaten, and that kind of helped, but... They might have been able to use some better words. It might have been a bit more inspiring than "get up, you son of a bitch," just make you love you or something, whatever it is. But yeah, I do think metaphors are needed in these films.
Yeah,
just better ones.
All right, no point.
Not really helping the case.
Number seven. This might be just me. I think Cillian Murphy's good in some parts as a Scarecrow. I think in other parts he speaks a little too slowly.
No, seriously, look, watch it again, like when he's, perhaps you would like some Mistors.
He does that a fair bit through the movie. I think Cillian Murphy's a really good actor. But I just, to me, he came very close to nailing Scarecrow. When he puts the mask on and he's talking, like that's, oh, my voice is gone. That's really good. We wouldn't be very good at this in real life.
Am I defending O.J. Simpson? Like, he's fucking gone for sure.
But I think sometimes he would, even when he says something like, would you like to see my mask? But other times in the movie, he's just too stilted.
You mean he's trying to drag out his
dialogue? Yep. Sometimes it works, like that bit when he's here, the bat.
Oh, I love
that's
that
great. But other times he's like, I believe Mr. When he's first introduced, he's on the, I believe Mr. I don't know, Simpson is a bit nuts.
Seriously, watch it again. Like he's a bit stilted. He's good.
I believe because he needs to...
Thank you, Scarecrow.
He needs screen time. And because he gets introduced halfway through the film, he needs to drag out his dialogue.
He's on screen more. Better act.
We need to realize he's smart. Smart people talk slow, which is why I talk incredibly quick. I ain't no fucking rocket scientist.
Then you're not the Scarecrow.
Oh, God, no. Well, he's not a rocket scientist either.
He's pretty close.
I will admit that the accused has good points for that.
Yeah.
But the actor...
Am I the accused?
I don't know. But the questions of my actor, Cillian Murphy,
have been vindicated.
I'm finishing this for you. Thank you very much.
He's a good actor.
He's done some wonderful performances.
He has too.
He just wanted to make sure he was appeared on screen.
He just wanted to make sure he was on screen.
Dr. Crane isn't available.
Dr. Crane? What's his name?
Dr. Creed.
Crane! Okay, here's one, maybe you can explain this. How does Falcone being on the sign make the symbol of a bat in the sky? It looks like a bat, and how's it not Bernie's? Okay, now I wouldn't mind so much if they didn't put this is a realism, this is about realism. Well, if it was on a giant spotlight, burning, it would be burning his ass.
Maybe the globe wasn't that bright.
It looked pretty, pretty bright when I was looking. And that looks like a bat.
I just didn't buy that.
Well,
I just didn't buy it.
It's good the idea.
And I like the way Gary Oldman played it. He was very good.
Gary Oldman's great.
Yeah, great. Oh, really.
But yeah, the
yeah.
Number nine. Like, don't be wrong. No, it's not terrible. I'm just looking
for a little fucking thing.
Yeah, it's all. Like I said, I like this movie, but they're just little things. Okay, now number nine is something I do feel a bit about. Bruce Wayne's name ruined by the bullshit antics he does. All the way through the movie, all right, now Alfred's like, not your name, it's your father's name. It's all that's left. And then at the end, he's like, oh, you made the papers, burnt down his fucking house. How does that not ruin his name? And the guy going, the apples fall very far from the tree. Bruce Wayne looks like a fucking dickhead. So because of that, his family name, I get now, the argument to that is his name is like in Batman. But no one's going to know that. So to everyone else...
That's not important.
To everyone else, his family name's fucked.
It's just a name.
It's your argument.
It's the symbol.
It's just a name.
It's the symbol that means more. That gets ruined when Alfred fucks off in the third one, but, you know.
Yeah, that was the other thing about this movie. All the way through, and this isn't a Batman Begins. This is more like Bat Dark Knight Rises.
I'm with you all the way.
No, I'm never leaving.
Never leaving. I'm
going on a trip to Paris, not coming back.
It'd be awesome if that was the dialogue, wouldn't it?
But no, I do, yeah.
I think the cartoon did everything.
Oh, enough, yeah, yeah.
But he played the show pony, millionaire playboy a lot better in the cartoon.
Mm.
And this, they tried to capture it. So that's where I'm defending it. They tried to capture the animated series.
They overdid. I think he looks like an arsehole.
Oh, God, yeah.
He looks like an arsehole. If you were to meet the animated version of Bruce Wayne from the animated series, he's not that much of an arsehole. What do you call it? A playboy.
Yeah.
Isn't it playing being a playboy and an arsehole?
This guy's I'm an buying arsehole. This place.
I'm buying hey, why am I helping you?
They're European.
They're European. You should see the other one I got. We're talking about the cars.
So that's...
Why am I helping you? Leave me in peace. Get out of my house. Looks like an arsehole.
Yeah.
But he gives to charity.
Yeah. I get what they were trying to do.
Yeah, me too. They
were just compared Val Kilmer and George Clooney, who'd made no attempt at all.
He was at least trying to hide. Yeah. He was Batman.
Yeah.
By being
a dick.
Number 10. Let's see you defend this. How does building a monorail help Gotham City? We could have saved millions of people.
I
or whatever.
Have answers.
I built this giant train to help people. Get around! Go steal stuff!
Did you not listen? It unites the city together. By going around.
Around in circles. Round
and
around. Batman blows it up? No more monorail.
Raja Ghul blows it up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Batman plunges it.
I think his idea was, we build a monorail, get the homeless to work on it. So it gives them jobs.
That's not a bad explanation, actually. And then of course, how could you forget
guys,
that anymore?
It's a big fucking monorail. I think people working on it.
Like Bruce Wayne's father, I was going to put this as a problem with people working in hospitals. No, with working in businesses. Is that where you work in the business? No! No, I work in the hospital! It's a little bit exaggerated.
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
Well, I think it's meant to be the symbol. It's a lot of symbolism in this. About uniting the town together under the construction of the monorail, which I don't think he got to see his full...
That would be interesting.
His full dream come together.
That's what I think. What, to go to Metropolis?
I think he was going to go to Metropolis. Big train.
Cody at this point's tuned out. If he's doing Batman Begins, I'm leaving. Okay. Now, this one I do... Good. Try to defend this. Two words. Love story.
Really?
It's not a good one.
There isn't one.
In fact, there isn't one. But they make out at the end there is. Like, all the way through. Bruce is away the entire time. And she makes out that, oh, the man I loved never came back. What man? He was away. He never... What man? Like, she saw him, what, twice or something?
Allow me to bring out Exhibit A, people. Their love story could have been that of a friendship. Maybe not that of romance.
I don't kiss many of my friends like that.
Well, yes. But maybe she realized you didn't have feelings for him until he came back. Saw him covered in water with two slots.
It's like, oh, I love that man. It happens.
But the love story is not the strongest, but it's the point of the movie.
No, it's not. It's not. I admit that. But still. Number 13. Some of the dialogue is just... Okay, let's go to 14. That's not my worst criticism. Some of the dialogue... Imagine a prosecutor doing that. Some of the dialogue? I just think some of it's a bit... It's way better than Dark Knight. Like, I mean, I remember sitting there in Dark Knight, remember I was like, oh man, the dialogue is so much better.
There's a difference. Jonathan Nolan and David S. Goyer.
Yeah. 14. The character of Rachel Dawes. Not very interesting. Like, come on. I mean, but this could be a criticism. This could be a criticism labeled against a lot of the like Vicky Vale.
I can defend this. I can defend this one.
Yeah, right. Go ahead.
You are attacking my client's character. I will attack the actress.
Right. Because
Maggie Gyllenhaal
was better.
Which proves her character is okay.
It's not a huge amount better.
I blame Tom Cruise, people. Because at this stage,
the jury goes, "Woo!"
At this stage, people, she was going out with that midget. He
didn't he go after Christian Bale, the premier?
Oh, he had asked him about him because he wasn't happy and Christian Bale had to go at him.
Oh, right.
Called him like a short cunt or something. I love you, Bale. I defend the character because you're attacking the character. Character's okay. It's the actress. Yeah. And that goes back to Tom. Tom Cruise ruined her career.
Just going around. She's just such a goody-goody. Like, that's just it. She's not... Like,
but that's Katie Holmes!
But
Maggie was all
driving him around the city going, look, there's people homeless, people are miserable, and you're happy!
Well, I'm driving around a fancy car! Actually, why am I helping you?
And you're rich, Bruce! Rich! Like, you're not doing too fucking bad yourself!
Yeah, and you're a
lawyer. Titan Harvey Dent and fucking, yeah.
Why should you still take the train?
Yeah! Shit, you really are. You really are helping me here.
I don't like Rachel. I don't like Katie Holmes as Rachel. I can't defend that.
No,
I think she's a dumb bitch. Maggie Gyllenhaal played a much better Rachel.
I could believe him more. As a district attorney, I could believe him.
15, we sort of talked about it. Bruce Perrin's death scene. Money, cash, boom!
It was pretty much that. It wasn't far off.
Money, cash, boom. Like the way Schneider's writing the new one. This is good dialogue here. Money, cash, boom.
The way Joe Chill comes up. Money, cash, boom.
It just, I don't know.
I mean, drugs.
I get, but not that I defend it. The whole, I suppose, idea is that it's just a random crime that happens.
Yeah.
I get that. I just always, for me, wanted Bruce Wayne's parents' death to be more of a big thing.
Mm.
But that's me. I mean, that's me. I suppose maybe I'm coming at it from the 89 point of view, because that was a great... even though the Joker never killed his parents, the way that was shot in the 89 movie, to me, was a lot better.
They never proved that was the Joker.
Could be that woman from
Could
Gotham.
Some guy looked like Jack Napier.
What are you talking about? Jack Nicholson goes, what are you talking about? Maybe he's right.
He's confused. You killed my parents.
What are you talking about?
I'm actually generally confused.
But the defense, I'm going to stop you.
Please, because I'm fucked on
defense
this one.
Defense would be that the whole idea, I've never seen it turn into this. The whole idea of it is that it's a guy who's been sort of, Joe Chill's sort of a product of the Gotham's underbelly, and that it's just a random thing. That
here, well said, well said. Defense rests.
Number 16, okay. Let's see you defend this one. Rutger Hauer been wasted. Drunk!
Did you get the memo?
No. Rutger Hauer is... Oh, we'll discuss this. Is a great actor. People, were just halfway in. Well, Rutger Hauer is just wasted in this movie. He's in it like three good scenes. He is in three good scenes. Acts his ass off. He's good. You should have had him as a villain somewhere. Not just as president of fucking
Once
Wayne
again,
Edinburgh.
Sometimes too much of a good
he
thing.
He was a symbol.
So much of a good thing can be a bad thing.
It was a metaphor.
Because sometimes you wish to use the best things you've got little to have more of it.
All right. I've got no argument. Number 17?
Number 7? What? Number
17? Only 10 more points. Maybe I'm wrong about this one.
Imagine an attorney going up gets OJ Simpson. Maybe I'm wrong about this one, but
the visual effects. Some of it. Actually, I can point out the part. The downs that just never looked realistic for a movie that goes off like models and all that. That looked very CG to me. Near where Arkham is and all that shit. That. To me, always looked a bit... These are all nitpicks, mind you. You don't think that looked... Why couldn't you just use a model for that?
In a comic book movie, you don't want it to look 100% real. You need to feel that it's still a comic book. So,
yeah,
they want to have the feel.
I like the idea of it.
Of grittiness and unrealism in that part.
They need somewhere where Joffrey could live.
Gotham felt real, but the Downs had to feel like a different world.
Yeah, I'm not saying they didn't need it.
It's supernatural.
It has to look CG, because just to make it supernatural. All right, look, I won't argue, because I like the idea of the Downs. Yeah. I just think
they didn't look that good.
Yeah, compared to the rest.
But the argument, sorry if I screamed too loud, the argument to that is, well, in Dark Knight, Dark Roses, there's too much of a realistic city. It didn't look like Gotham at all, in some ways.
Number 18. Now, I feel strongly about this. No one fucking ages over the 20 years in this movie. No one.
Apart from
20 years.
Yeah, from when Bruce Wayne's a kid to when Bruce Wayne's Bruce Wayne. Christian Bale's got a bit of a fringe when he's a teenager. Goes off, he doesn't have a fringe anymore as an adult.
or Michael Caine looks like Michael Caine fucking when the parents are around. No different. And 20 years later,
I got this one.
The only person who ages is Gary Oldman. The rest, like Commissioner Loeb, looks exactly the same, identical. No one fucking ages.
I got this one. How do you know? Well, Michael Caine, Alfred, founded Burma. He might have found the Fountain of Youth. He might have found. He works for a man.
In fact, when did all this happen, too? Because he's saying about when he was around in Burma. Well, when did
that happen?
How old was he? He was so old.
That's a good point, actually.
Have been before he worked.
Wayne Enterprises. He's a doctor, right?
Yeah.
Maybe he looked up Alfred really well. All right. He didn't say he was a plastic... He could have been a plastic surgeon. Alfred might have looked
old forever.
Somehow after he died. All right.
No, before he died.
Oh, he passed on his experience to someone.
Yeah, exactly.
Rodger
Howard.
Rodger Howard didn't fucking age either. He put glasses on.
Yeah, well, there you are.
His eyes got worse.
That's aging.
And Loeb.
Well, I don't know.
He's black.
Yeah, I was going to say, black people don't age as fast as us poor white bastards.
19. Now, let's see you defend this. Scarecrow. We're all getting ready. A giant fight scene with Batman, it's all coming. He gets hit by buzzer by Rachel Dawes at the end. Defend it. It gave him a chance to come back in the next film.
Yeah, which was so. He got in a car and Batman jumped on it.
That was worth waiting a movie for, wasn't it?
I think because Batman had better things to do.
It's not like Scarecrow's not a big... He's even as much a bad guy, as bad a guy as Ra's al Ghul.
But Batman had to deal with Ra's.
Yeah, which was... Did you really want...
I'd rather Joffrey beaten Scarecrow than fucking...
He kind of did.
No, he didn't.
He was there.
Plus, Scarecrow looked great in that scene. Yeah. That's the one scene where Scarecrow looked fucking awesome in that scene. Well,
if you'd shot the face with a taser, it hurt as well.
Number 20. Only 7 more to go.
Oh, 7 more to go.
Okay, now this is, again, something that could be made in argument, three of them, the trilogy, the Dark Knight films. Cops making, for some reason, cops only make jokes when there's chase scenes.
Will you at least say what it looks like? Driving in a tank! Oh, I need a makeup!
How many jokes when he's driving a tank? I get one. Hmm. One was kind of cool. Never mind. Like, how many times do you need him to... Like, we get it.
In a dark movie, you need some humor.
You do.
But not good humor, but just humor.
Yeah.
So that's a minor criticism.
I guess it was the only time they really had the time to have some comedy elements.
Yeah. Okay.
I've got another line.
That's a battle I've got. It's pretty bad dialogue.
It's not that obnoxious.
Yeah.
But it's just, you do the same joke 3 times in a row.
I know.
But yeah.
So. Can't defend that one.
21 is something I actually don't feel that negative about, but a lot of people do. And it's a criticism for all 3 films, is the fight scenes. I'll bring it up now. I'll say this. I don't mind the fight scene in the warehouse with Batman. Because you barely see him. That's sort of the Batman I like. Because you've seen him fight and you've barely seen him. That was the right way to introduce him.
I am all for the fight scenes. except for when he's fighting Raz's men. And yeah, over the rail, that just was like,
I can't even remember.
Is Muhammad Ali filming this or what?
I can't remember.
Fucking shaking all over the place. That, I mean, otherwise the fight scenes, I think people liked very critical. I think Nolan.
I like the fight with him and the Joker.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool.
I think because he learned. I actually think Nolan did take, he actually listened to the fucking negative feedback from the fight scenes.
I thought the first fight scene with Bane was good. Second one, I didn't even mind the way they shot. I just didn't like the idea, Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
Obviously. I just didn't like the idea that Bruce used his muscles to beat him.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. But, oh fuck, this is a long episode. This is something I got a big problem with. 22. When Batman blows a wall in Arkham Asylum, then the two Bruces and goes, excuse me, and walks out. He would never do that.
Well, those two can just leave.
They got out anyway. He didn't know that. It was ages later. Batman would not just blow a hole in the prison. I know he's starting it. People, oh, he's just starting it. I think he trusted the security guard to do their job and make sure they wouldn't get away. It was surrounded by police.
Why would he say, excuse me, to two prisoners?
Because he's polite. It is surrounded by police that would have apprehended those two poor innocent souls and put them back where they belonged. But at the end of the movie, they say,
they got out anyway.
Yeah, they got out anyway, I suppose, yeah. Okay, 23, we're nearly there. Okay, I never liked this one. I gotta get me one of those. Why would Batman begins dialogue reference Independence Day?
I think it is more a tribute to Independence, to Will Smith.
to Jack Nicholson's famous line from Batman 89. Where does he get those wonderful toys?
Yeah, okay.
Just not as good.
Yeah, okay.
Which I even think they're doing the same.
Gary Oldman delivered it well.
Which I think, look, I think they're doing that with Jared Leto's Joker line, where he's like, I can't wait to show you my toys.
Yeah, I think that is
a blatant tribute or rip-off.
It's not bad.
24 is more about me feeling. I don't like the idea of Commissioner Gordon driving the Batmobile. Defend that. I just... For me,
Batman be Batman or Robin.
He can't be the Batman
everywhere at once.
I know. Or Alfred at the worst case.
He needed
but Commissioner Gordon being in there. At worst, Commissioner Gordon waves to him at the end in the Batmobile. Does that mean Commissioner Gordon's taken it home?
Remember when Batman's flying off and Commissioner Gordon waves to him? Like, I thought it was like, goodbye.
No, he's like, thank you.
And then he's like, all right, give me my fucking car back.
He's like, thank you.
Oh, well, my question, do you fill it up first?
Yeah.
But I think because Batman needed his help, so Batman can't do everything alone. So it's bringing two people together to fight the crime Gotham.
No, I think they should be together.
Something like that.
I think they should be together. But I just, for me, Commissioner Gordon driving the Batmobile is just. Yeah. I think Sam Asiga said something about that.
Yeah.
It's just a bit weird. It's not terrible. It's not something to fuck this movie. But like, it's just a bit strange. Okay. This is something a lot of people might not have noticed, but I noticed it the second time. Notice during the chase scene, the Batmobile goes straight off a bridge and down a little corner into the Batcave. I always assumed that the Batcave was fucking miles away from Gotham City. Did you notice that? Like, it goes straight, he's on the freeway just coming out of the city, and then boom, Batcave.
He's on the outskirts of Gotham, I think.
Yeah?
So it depends how far that chase went.
That's a small one. I mean, that's a small one. I'm just trying to...
I question more, which I'm not believe I'm helping you. What happens if his booster doesn't work?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, wouldn't you just build a bridge?
Yeah, maybe. But then people could get in.
But only he had the... People get in anyway. It's just a waterfall. Swing in, you fucking...
I never understood.
Well, fucking Dick Grayson does it in the end anyway. I'll call you Dick Grayson, because that's what you are, John Gordon Levitt, whatever your fucking name. He just swings in there. Build a wall!
I was like, I was, in the 89, doesn't have a door?
Yeah, it's a door, it's made of rock.
That always made sense to me, like that. Mm. Like that, or, how does he do it in Batman Forever? Is it just, there's nothing?
Never really see it.
And in the series, there's,
there's
the wall, which is always,
cool. Yeah, Adam West, there's a little stop sign.
Fuck, isn't, In the animated series, again, the best one.
Yeah.
The fucking, there's the drawbridge.
Drawbridge, yeah.
Fucking brilliant! Yeah. You know what's going to bother? All right. Last point.
Ooh. Batman chooses not to save Ra's al Ghul's, saying, so he turns around and he says to him, I don't have to, you know, I'm not going to kill you.
But I don't have to save you.
But doesn't that mean, if he doesn't save him, that is in a way killing him? Because no. He had a chance to save him.
So what?
You don't think that's killing him?
Nah. Nah, not at all. Not at all.
It if is, he had a chance, okay, if someone's falling off a building and Batman just walked past and goes, well, I didn't kill him, and lets him die. Like the Joker?
Yeah.
But he still saves him. He falls off the building. But I suppose Batman caused that by fucking...
Yeah. He throws he grabs the Joker and throws him off.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Yeah. But if somebody was falling off a building or whatever, and Batman just lets them die,
okay,
and he hasn't caused any of it.
Okay, this is where I'll... Because I make the argument of the Joker in the original. Yeah. He doesn't kill the Joker. He disables him from getting away.
No, but he killed other people. I mean, yeah, in the original movie.
In the original movie, he fires his harpoon gun, whatever you want to call it, and it wraps around the statue and around his leg.
Mm.
Batman had no idea the statue was going to collapse and fall with it. Mm. He was just making sure the Joker wasn't getting away.
Yeah.
And then even when...
But there's other people he
And even then, he could not physically get up and save the Joker if he tried.
Because
he's hanging off a ledge, it's literally shattering. He's got Vicky Vale in one hand. Mm. He couldn't possibly save the Joker, so he was going to fall to his death.
Yeah, but...
Which I don't think Batman was too upset about. Now, he kills a lot of other fucking people in that movie. Right. But with Ra's al Ghul, would he have saved him? No. Because he would have known he would have caused more trouble than good.
Okay, but that's the whole point. Mm. And the whole... If Batman's... I suppose one thing is with the Joker now being in this universe and the new ones,
because
this is going back really in the new ones. Let's say Ben Affleck plays a kick-ass Batman who kills a few people.
Yeah.
Let's say he does that. Wouldn't he kill the Joker? Let's face facts.
Of course
how many people would be fucking saved if the Joker died? Like, because he knows this bastard's going to get out again and cause... I mean, so the whole idea that he can kill people and...
But that's man. This is the Batman versus Man of Steel bullshit.
Yeah.
I do think that'll make him more of a killer, and I think that will actually upset people.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't think Batman will ever kill. I don't think he killed Ra's. I think he gave him the opportunity to. He could either save his own life, or he could die.
Yeah, but that would have been cool. I would have been better with that if he had that choice.
He did have a choice. He left.
I suppose. Yeah. I mean, it's just small. It's just that ideology. They sort of.
But Ra's almost. Decided to die himself.
That I'd be a lot better.
By the actions that he had caused was his own fault, so therefore he was going to die by doing what he did. So therefore, his actions led to his own death. But Batman was not going to stay on that path with him.
Okay. Okay, no.
Because you know how it's meant to... I've actually raised a good point. The fact that he was part of the League of Shadows, including Bruce Wayne, but Bruce Wayne would not follow him into the realms of death to fucking fight for his cause. So he's going to leave him to die.
Which I liked.
For his beliefs.
Yeah, which I liked. I thought that was a good scene. I thought that was a good scene.
Or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong.
Batman's wrists.
In closing argument, Batman Begins is a good movie. I think it's a good movie.
Hey, we have to have closing arguments.
Batman Begins is a good movie, but don't turn around and tell me it's the perfect superhero movie. It's not. It's got some flaws in it. I would argue bigger flaws than Dark Knight. I think Batman... I think... I prefer Batman being left a little more mysterious.
Mm.
I think the villains were a bit shortchanged in this, which is going to happen when you focus more on Batman. But I noticed that Dark Knight worked a lot better because the villains were more in the spotlight, which brings out the question. Does Batman work more as a character when he's a bit more in the shadows? Maybe Tim Burton did it way too much, especially in Batman Returns. Fucking hell, he's barely in it. But is Batman being nearly in every scene revealing a little too much about him? That's what I ask. Thank you. Good movie, then.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you're looking wonderful today.
P1's like, yeah, I do.
I just have to say that Batman Begins started a trend of a good line of superhero movies. We were left with Spider-Man. Garbage! Terrible films before.
Judge, you keep that up. You'll go to the slam.
I'm very sorry, Ron. But they are the shit. But then we had Batman Begins come out, which is by then the Dark Knight, Iron Man, all these Marvel films then came from this. So that's why. This is the beginning. It might not have been perfect. It was, yeah. That's my argument. Well, it could have been perfect in some people's eyes. All in the eyes of the beholder, people. That's what perfection is.
Why just start doing all these crazy hand movements during that bit?
Yeah, keep going.
All in the eyes of the beholder.
No shit. Because that's where perfection is seen, is in the eyes of the beholder. That's where people know if it's good or not. It's not up to you or me or anyone else to judge. It's up to people like you and you. P1 loves this movie. You might not as much, but that's the whole point. I just rest.
I need a rest.
I'm tired.
I need a rest.
It's your turn next. You can come after one of mine.
I ain't gone for 27 times. Holy shit. I'll think of something.
Do I need to let you know what it is, though, before we do it?
If you want, I don't. I mean, there's no. I mean,
we haven't really thought about it.
Because the next show, are we doing
next show, we're going to do the top 10. The next show, is it the next show that was one before Batman vs. Superman?
It is, yes.
I hear we have to review a certain Justice League movie.
Yeah, we might check that out before.
Yeah.
Apparently I've got to watch Justice League War anyway. I have to watch the shit.
No, that's so. What I got to watch, too.
That's the same thing I got to watch. I've got to do it for the other show.
Oh. Is it?
I hear it's horrible.
It's not a 2-hour thing.
No. Like 80 minutes.
I don't know. I mean, it's just me. The whole idea of Batman being
that's my response to him.
Batman being part of a team. Like a full-on superhero team. It's different when he's got a partner and people he's growing up.
Boyfriend.
He's got a woman's partner.
Oh, I was watching the animated series the other day. And do you know that ninja? There's one episode with a ninja.
Yeah.
And there's a bit where the reporter? Summer Gleason?
Yeah.
Is that her?
Summertime.
And she's like, you're just a thief. I'm more than a thief, woman. The way she says, I'm like, Jesus, Bruce, Tim, tell us how you feel. I'm more than a thief, woman.
That's it, people.
Oh, I think a ghost has got me. I need someone to slap me.
The power of pain compels you!
That dialogue's gonna leave a mark.
Time to say goodbye for this week's episode, people, but never fear, we will be back. And if you wish to follow us in the meantime, you can find us on Twitter at @KickInTheArse. That is AZZ for us. So, Twitter at @KickInTheArse. You can also find us on YouTube under the same name, Not Worth a Kick in the Arse. Who would have thought that? Also goes for Facebook. You can find us under Not Worth a Kick in the Arse. And if, of course, you wish to follow yours truly, that is me, Wayne, you can find me at Twitter by going to my name, at Wayne A. Smale. That is WayneA Smale. That is me on Twitter. And, of course, under Instagram, same thing. Just look up my name, Wayne Smale. WayneSmale. And you'll find me there. Thank you for listening, people, and we will be back, like always.